much about.
You got to put it in the perspective.
So what do you think? Do you think this is a bad idea?
Yes. Terrible idea. Why would we do that, man? We should bail.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I think I have the best temperament of anybody that's ever run for the office of president. Ever. Because I have a winning temperament, I know how to win. Because my whole life I've been winning. My whole life I've been winning.
What the hell?
When you see a big-ass dog running around, there's something else that you see. And you know what that is?
No, what?
Dog poop.
Dog?
Dog poop. When you got a dog running around, it's going to be big old piles of dog poop everywhere.
There's nothing like wearing another man's underwear, right?
And now.
So if you have thin skin, change the channel. If you have thick skin, see a dermatologist. If you have black skin, stay away from the police.
Our feature presentation.
Some nice tips there. Nice tips. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 1st of August.
What's up, you guys?
You know, chilling.
Like a villain.
Yeah. Speaking of skin, like by Bob the way, Dylan. Allie, you reminded me of this when you tweeted something about the night of.
Mm-hmm.
This
the night that didn't happen was your guess?
Whatever. I don't know. Okay. It wasn't immediately grasping right. The title. That eczema is a bad thing.
I just can't.
Now, those eczema support groups, we're talking about the show on HBO, and John Turturro's character has eczema on his feet that is just awful.
Mm.
And he goes to eczema support groups, which I guess is a real thing?
I heard from many people after I tweeted that last night that it is the most debilitating thing ever. I mean, your mind is just on it constantly because you just want to scratch.
It itches.
Oof. Yeah.
I don't want that.
I don't want
it. Are you watching the show, Kevin?
No, I am not yet.
Oh,
okay.
Kevin.
He wears, and all the people who have it on their feet wear sandals all the time to kind of so their feet are not confined so that they don't get, you know, hot and even itchier and everything like that. But he just is trying everything. I mean, he's, you know, wrapping his, you know, putting Crisco oil on his feet and wrapping it in Saran wrap and things like that, just trying to get some relief.
Sounds like a terrible show. Chopsticks just to jab at him when he's on the subway.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. But I don't think, you know, it's rare to see something on television you've never seen before. And I don't think I've ever seen a depiction of eczema like this before.
I feel like I'm all right without seeing that.
It's taken on a life of its own on the show, which leads me to believe it's going to be a key part in either the trial or coming up with Nas's innocence.
You don't think it could just be this is a more fully formed portrait of what this man's life is
like? Oh, absolutely. It could just be a metaphor for his life and you scratch and scratch, but nothing ever. Or the judicial system.
Yes.
Nothing ever gets fixed. This got deep.
Especially
for people that don't watch the show.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Why is there a show on HBO about a guy's skin condition? That's not what it's about, but it's hard not to.
Sounds like it's about that.
It's hard not to scratch when you go to bed after watching that show, though. You just can't. You can't.
Wait,
stop
so he wants to scratch and you want to scratch?
Well, it makes you itchy.
You get itchy watching people itch all the time.
Yeah. It's just,
I don't think we're selling Kevin on this show.
No, it doesn't sell
Why would I want to watch a show that'll make me itch?
It's a great show.
Yeah,
it's
but fantastic. Does it make you itch?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. All right, I'm going to switch topics here before we get into today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, because I think you guys are going to like this, because I think I have built up a level of trust with you.
Really?
And with the audience, that when I come to you and say, hey, let's give this ice cream man a call, I think you know that there's no way it can go bad. Right?
Sure.
Would you say that's true, Kevin?
I would say that it's the opposite of that.
Because I have a track record with picking out ice cream men from the news and saying, let's become friends with that guy.
I mean, do we start by telling the original story or no?
I don't know what original story you're talking about. Nothing's bad has ever happened with me talking to an ice cream man.
Yeah.
This guy is named Giovanni Rosso. And he was built a successful ice cream business in Cambridge, England, but he retired back in 1995. Now he is behind the wheel of an ice cream truck again, over 20 years later, thanks to a birthday gift from his family, a fully restored ice cream truck like the one that he used to drive back in the 1960s. The reason he is in the news is because he is 103.
Oh, driving the truck?
Driving the ice cream truck again because he loved it and missed it so much.
Okay.
103, though.
Restoring the vehicle cost his family nearly $20,000, the article says, but it's pretty sweet with a built-in freezer and a recording of O Solo Mio tinkling out over the speaker.
Aww.
Here's a little bit of what Giovanni's ice cream truck sounds like when it comes down your street, because you want a 103-year-old driving down your street to begin with.
That's the worst idea ever.
It's not great.
At least that sounds great.
Oh, my God. Is he playing it, too?
It sounds like...
That is pretty right
there.
That's
not what you want.
Plus,
he's careening off every car that he hits and bumping into poles and running over people. Come on.
The van is exactly like the one I had back in 1966. I'm delighted to have it. It's very exciting to get behind the wheel again. His grandson doubts that the aged ice cream man will work full-time. I don't imagine he'll go out selling all the time on the streets again, but he'll probably do it sometime and take it to special events like weddings. So it's nice that a 103-year-old has something to look forward to, I think, right?
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
And I guess the other good thing about him being 103 is we don't have to worry about what he's adding to the ice cream.
About the extra ingredient?
Yeah,
the
extra ingredient. That's true.
Because we have, for folks who don't know, we did talk to an ice cream man once upon a time who added a little extra cream to the ice cream. So I don't think we have to worry about that with this guy here. So.
I believe you called him your Lord and Savior.
That did
happen.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what you're referring
personal
to.
Personal Lord and Savior,
right.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
I believe you were quoted in a newspaper what a great guy he was.
He did end up in jail.
He sure did.
You know, you make improvements to the ice cream and not everybody's ready for that. So what do you think? Do we call Giovanni?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
I don't want it to turn out bad.
Well, he's 103. I mean, what are the chances it's going to turn out well?
Hello. Didn't we talk to a 92-year-old masturbator on Friday?
We did.
That's true. Can't tell these days.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeVito, shall we?
There's a dignified manner in which you can behave right now, and you're choosing not to do that. So please choose to be dignified.
Okay. It's Monday morning, so we check in with TMZ. Today it's Dax Holt.
Mm-hmm.
You hate social media. You hate a very specific type of social media picture. Somebody who posts stuff, pictures, a specific kind of pictures drives you crazy. The King of Mexico hates sunset pictures.
That's insane. That's crazy.
How do you hate that?
How do you hate beauty?
The only thing I'll say, look, I don't agree with Dave. I don't have a problem with sunset pictures. But the only thing I'll say is your sunset pictures are not as good as you think they are.
Right. Even so.
Mm-hmm. They're fine.
Right.
They're fine.
But Dave hates.
He does hate. Yeah. He thinks they're a waste of time. And
I'm just rad.
There are people who hate pictures of your meals, too.
Yeah. Wow. Food. Sure.
They don't want to see that. I know that. Pictures of your kids. People hate pictures of your goddamn kids. I know that. I know one of them. Did I say that out loud?
You did.
You sure did.
Yep. Came on a little strong, too.
Okay, sorry.
Very aggressive.
We're going to talk to Eddie Braun today, who is going to jump over the Snake River Canyon.
Like you do.
Like you do. If you're Evel Knievel, who failed at it miserably. Now, this guy says he's going to make it. When was the Evel Knievel thing, Bean? Was it like 30
years ago?
It was
41 or 42 years ago.
It's about time somebody got around to trying this again.
Right. Well, look, and we'll talk to Mr. Braun about this, but his thought is that there was nothing wrong with the rocket that Evel Knievel was on. It was the parachute that failed. He said technically that thing would have made it across if the parachute hadn't gone off too soon. Parachute opened and took the thing down rather than allow it to cross the canyon. So he's recreating the jump. I think it's fascinating.
Okay. We will talk to him today. We also have comedian Jim Jefferies in the studio.
Oh, I love Jim so much.
He's the best.
So funny.
And we've got your tickets to see Radiohead at the Shrine.
What?
Wow. How about that? That's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat.
Hey!
Little late.
I didn't hear anything from you.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Green Day... a week from Thursday, new Green Day song called Bang Bang. What? We should have that for you here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's good news. It's been a long, long time since we had Green Day, right?
Yeah.
Love it. Love that band. All right, turn off the car chase.
Kevin,
right, turn
it's
it off.
All right, it's off.
Kevin,
it's off.
It is not off.
It's off.
Kevin.
It's off.
Because
you can't concentrate on the show while the car chase is going on.
I can concentrate.
You can't
turn it off.
Anything of my choosing, Bean.
Turn it off, Chip.
Come on.
Wrestle right. the remote away from him.
All right, now it's off.
It is
it's
not off.
Kevin, we can all see the TV.
What?
Turn it off. All seriously.
Right. All right. Now it's off.
It's still on. See how you can see a picture on that box? That means it's still on.
Oh, that.
Turn it off.
Oh, that off. Oh, okay. All right, now it's off.
Off. There we go. Okay. Now it is off. All right. Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday morning. What's going on?
I'm waiting for Chip to turn it back on.
Please. We're professionals.
You just have to stay off. It's true. It's true. Hey, you guys. Did you see any movies this weekend?
I did.
Because I see your eyes looking up there, Kevin. You're the worst.
Kevin, you're not a multitask.
Either
know. Pay attention
you
to Allie or
me.
Watch TV. You can't do both.
You don't know me.
Kevin, you see Jason Bourne?
I did. I saw Jason Bourne and I loved it.
You did?
Yep.
How many times?
Only saw it once. Wanted
really?
To see it more.
Okay.
And will.
You will go again.
Yes, but only saw it once.
Turn it off, Chip. God damn it. He can't even function. I'm watching
I can function.
And
I'm
all you
fine.
Do when it's on, by the way, is complain how boring a car chase
well, they
it
need
is.
To step it up. Do something.
Well, then don't watch it.
All right, let's talk about the box office. Yeah. Jason Bourne debuted at $60 million. Bad Moms debuted at $24 million. Star Trek Beyond, $23.4 million. Chip, you're bad at being... seriously.
She's no better
Chip
than I am.
Chip is as bad as trying to be stealthy as Kevin is at looking at the TV sideways.
Oh, please.
Secret Life of Pets came in fourth at 18.2. Lights Out, 10.8 million, followed by number six, Ice Age, Collision Course. Number seven, Ghostbusters. Number eight, The Nerve debuted at 9 million, followed by Finding Dory and The Legend of Tarzan.
I'm good.
I can't. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but a lot of very sad Game of Thrones fans. It was announced at the Television Critics Association press tour over the weekend that Game of Thrones will end its run after eight seasons.
Now, have we hit the eighth season yet or
no? No, we have
no.
not.
Okay, so there's one more season left?
Two more.
Yes.
Okay.
It was not their decision, but the creators of the show decided that would be it. The upcoming season 7 will reportedly start in the summer of next year, and that's due to the producers needing to film in the cold and the winter weather. And it's going to run for 7 episodes, and the final season will run in 2018. So
I have to wait. If I were a Game of Thrones fan, mm-hmm. I would have to wait for a full year to see 7 more episodes?
Yes.
And then a full year
yes.
to see 7 more episodes?
Yes.
Okay.
They warned us winter was coming, but we didn't know it was going to suck.
They're not on a blistering
you happy with
pace.
That
scene? I take it back.
Okay.
Good.
HBO has also renewed Real Time with Bill Maher another 2 seasons through 2018. And I found this shocking. The show is currently averaging 4.4 million viewers. That's a lot.
More or less than you thought.
A lot more than
oh, really?
I thought.
I yeah. like that show.
I believe you. But did you think 4.4 million people were watching that a week?
Honestly, I thought it would be a little bit more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was popular.
But something we all have been waiting for, they have also announced that the network will make all 6 seasons of The Larry Sanders Show available for streaming on various HBO portals starting Friday, September 23rd.
That's fantastic.
Oh, how much do we love that show?
You know, if I remember correctly, they have never released all of those episodes previously before. Like, you can't buy the complete Larry Sanders, for instance. You can only buy selected episodes and selected packages of the show. Don't know. Don't know, but I think it's great that they're going to be more widely available because that's one of the all-time classic TV shows.
It is so good. If you haven't seen it, you're in for a real treat.
Saw a picture of Gary Shandling the other day along with that article of the news, and it just hit me all over again how sad it is that he's already gone as young as he was.
Yeah, he was a real gem for sure. All right, you guys, the Spice Girls. They're going to reunite next summer in London's Hyde Park. for a one-off two-hour concert. But it's only three of them. It's going to be Baby, Ginger, and Scary. Because okay. Posh and Sporty want no part of this. But how much do you think each of them will be making? Again, I said a one-off two-hour-long concert. How much will each Spice Girl make?
We have to assume that they're going to put it on TV, so they'll get a lot of money from that. I would say $5 million.
Each?
Yep.
Bean?
That was exactly what my guess was going to be.
Sure.
Okay. $5 million each.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to take home $14 million each for the one-off two-hour concert. Yeah. Unbelievable. Agree.
You would think that Sporty would read that and go, you know what?
I'm in. Absolutely. I need some new sports bras.
Yes, Posh doesn't need the money, but Sporty might.
Yeah, come on. The three ladies are going to call themselves Gem, which, okay.
Okay.
That works. There was an offer for the group to do a Las Vegas residency, but that is only for all five. Gem will not be doing it. They need all five for that Las Vegas residency. But if they're going to make $14 million each for 2 hours, how much would they be making at that residency? That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Good for you. All right. All of these people are celebrating a birthday today. Public Enemy and Prophets of Rage singer Chuck D is 56. Rapper Coolio is 53. And actor Jason Momoa, who is playing Aquaman, is 37. I also have L.A. Clippers backup point guard Austin Rivers. He's turning 24. Thanks, yeah. Dave. Mm. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
TMZ has got to be the most visited news site on the internet. Wouldn't you guys imagine?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think there's nothing bigger, and we always look forward to catching up in the TMZ newsroom on Monday mornings, this time with our friend Dax Holt. Hey, Dax, how are you?
Hello. Good morning, guys.
How's your face, Waspy?
It looks terrible. It looks so bad.
I hope you were bitten by a wasp. Otherwise, Bean's got some explaining to do.
I got stung by a wasp.
Oh,
right,
stung
underneath my eye, and it is all swollen. I have like a Quasimodo eye right now.
Sweet. Oh, wait. I'm looking it up.
You should just tell people you got in a fight.
No, what? It literally looks like I walked out of like a UFC octagon ring.
Yeah, it does. Like,
where were you? So where were you? And what were you doing when you got stung?
I was in a pool. I was in the pool just hanging out, and I don't know what happened. The wasp just came out of nowhere, got me right into the eye.
Well, it's a good look.
Oh, dear.
It's a good look, Dax.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I don't know where you want to start today, but I was fascinated by the story that you put up about the auto repairs. We've talked about the Bugatti, how expensive these Bugattis are before on the Kevin and Bean Show. But when you really read the breakdown, Floyd Mayweather has a Bugatti. What's that car worth, Dax?
$3 million. He spent
a $3 million car.
On this Bugatti Veyron. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's all custom paint job. It's an amazing car. But if you want to service your car, prepare to spend $50,000 to get your car serviced. So we got the whole breakdown. He went to the Bugatti doctor, and that's the guy who basically does all of his repairs. He's the one that fixes the cars, helps them all out. And so this is a 2015 Bugatti. The tires cost him $33,000.
Okay, stop right there.
Okay.
Most cars on the road today cost less than $33,000.
Yeah.
That's what he's paying for the tires for his Bugatti.
Accurate.
All right.
And now we got to add in the oil change and the fluid changes. That's $23,000, and that's the basic service.
How do
Come
they
on?
How can they justify that? I mean, it's just changing oil, right?
I don't know, but it gets worse.
Okay.
The detailing service for the car, $3,000.
Okay, that's really just washing and vacuuming it out, right?
It's $3,000. Putting a little armor all on. I mean, I don't understand. I realize it's a $3 million car, but the armor all you use on that, isn't that the same that you're going to use on your other car?
Yes. Is there a certain type of person who feels better about himself if he's spending $50,000 to get his car serviced?
I think he probably just feels like I'm getting a good job. Like, I have a $3 million car. I've got to take it to a professional, someone who's really going to treat it well. But I just don't, like...
They're ripping him off at every turn.
They're completely ripping him off.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I'm fine with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm behind
Floyd.
Yeah.
Man.
That's unbelievable. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Well, I don't know we need that. All right. Next topic. I don't know why, Dax, I wasn't that interested in this guy jumping out of a plane without a parachute. I guess I just assumed he wouldn't do it unless he knew it was going to work. So that kind of took the drama out of it for me. But for folks who didn't hear about the story, it happened yesterday. What's this deal with this dude?
So this was the guy who, I guess he's done like a gazillion jumps from planes and stuff over the years, and wanted to do it without a parachute, jump, free fall. Like, I'm talking no landing gear at all. Just jump out, and there was a giant net 100 feet by 100 feet out in the desert, and he did it. He landed in the net, and everyone went crazy. This was live on Fox the other night, on Saturday night, and I forget his name, though. What was his name?
Luke Akins.
Luke Akins.
I like that the guy jumps out of a plane without a parachute, and you don't even know his name.
Give the man some respect.
What does it take to impress Dax Holt?
So it was I kind of agreed with you. It's like, he's not going to do it.
He's going to make it, right. So
smash on the ground.
So really, if he's just jumping into a net, any of us could have done this as long as you are lined up properly to hit the net, right?
Well, no, I think you got to have some precision to it.
But he had like three or four guys around him making sure
all of them disappear right before he goes down because they all are like, no, we're not dumb enough.
Right.
We need to pull our chute.
That guy's dumb.
So, in other words, he had people who were guiding him to make sure that he landed where he was supposed to land.
Yeah, they were making sure, obviously, there's a couple camera crews up there flying to make sure they caught it all on tape. But his like wife and his kid are sitting out there watching the whole thing go down. I'm like, that's who's got to be the most nervous. I mean, I was, you know, I got to think that it's scary, but the wife and the child are like, you better land in that net right now.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I'm looking at the post on this on TMZ.com. The net is only 100 by 100. It's not like this is miles of net and it's impossible to miss. I mean, that's still pretty precision from that far up.
No, and it looks pretty cool. I mean, either way, it was a cool stunt, right?
It looks pretty cool.
I wonder what it feels like to free fall for over 2 minutes.
It's pretty awesome.
You should try it.
Yeah.
Can you
imagine?
I think
you'd love it.
Yeah.
You've never gone skydiving?
I never have. Kevin, tell Dax your skydiving story.
Well, when I was a kid, I saw a guy shooting out open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no 100 by 100 net.
No.
And so that one didn't end quite as well.
Okay.
So everybody tells me, oh, yeah, it's completely safe. And I go, yeah, but I saw a guy.
I know two people that have died.
Really?
Yeah. So the odds in this room alone are not good. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, and one was an instructor.
Don't go skydiving.
Don't do that. Right.
Don't go skydiving. Wow. Really, Allie?
Yeah. One was an instructor. Had been on hundreds and hundreds of dives. Yeah. Not good.
It's weird that you call them dives.
Well, that's what he did.
I looked at the guy that
jumps.
I was strapped onto. I said, do you have a family? He said, yes. I said, okay, then you want to survive. Then I'm good with this.
All right. Last question for Dax Holt, TMZ.com, in the newsroom on this Monday morning, and that is, Lindsay Lohan, still engaged, not engaged?
According to her, she's still engaged, which I think is hilarious because she had this big blowout fight the other weekend. Cops got called out of the house. She gets on a plane, leaves London to go to Sardinia, hang out on a yacht, kind of leaves her fiancé behind. But she was still wearing the ring. And we're going, well, if you are so mad at him that you leave him behind and you guys had a physical altercation, the cops got called out, why are you still wearing the ring? And we talked to a bunch of people that are close to her. They're saying she believes she's still engaged and that they're going to work through this and he needs to get his temper under control. But other than that, they're going to move forward.
Is she, I don't know, crazy?
I thought for a minute there, I was like, oh, Igor, whew, dodge that bullet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Apparently not.
Wow. Yeah, the next time we read about Igor on TMZ, he will have chewed his own arm off to get away from Lindsay Lohan. I think that's where this is headed, I'm afraid.
Wow.
All right.
Like a Saw movie.
TMZ airs on Fox Monday through Friday throughout the day, four times every day on Channel 11. TMZ Live airs Monday through Friday at 4, also on Fox. TMZ Sports airs Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And, of course, if you got people coming to town this summer, why not take them on the TMZ tour? The only place to get your tickets is also at TMZ.com. Dax, good luck with your face. Thanks for coming on. Great to talk to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
We are your station for tickets to see Radiohead, this time at the Shrine. You know, by the way, this tour that Radiohead is on of the United States, and they played Lollapalooza over the weekend, they're only doing 9 cities, I think.
Wow.
That's not a lot. Not a lot. So you're lucky to be in a place where you can actually go see Radiohead and just rave reviews for this tour.
Doing a lot of old songs that we haven't heard in decades.
Yeah.
So good.
A lot of people are surprised by that. Thought they left those songs behind. So, good times out. You're going to go see that, I imagine, you guys, right?
Absolutely.
Radiohead?
I don't Radiohead.
Know. I don't know. Do I have a choice of seeing the 70-year-old granny rapper?
I don't know.
I might choose her.
Is she your new favorite?
She's my new favorite.
Lyrical, what is she called? Lyrical what?
Lively.
Lyrical Lively. Because her real name is Pastor Lively.
And she is just spreading the word of Jesus, you guys. Mm-hmm. She's hanging out, apparently, according to the legend that is now spread through
Bean doesn't
social
believe
media.
It already.
Well, it's a little too good to be true.
Tell people the story and then tell me your theory.
The story is there's a man named Keith Brown, a young African-American man, is in a parking lot of a gas station in Jackson, Mississippi. And a 74-year-old white woman comes up to him and says, hey, I want you to have my CD. I'm spreading the word about Jesus. And he puts it in his CD player in his car and loves it. He says, this woman, what did he say? She's spitting straight fire. So yeah. He tweets about it and puts a little video up of one of the songs, and it just catches on like wildfire. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people now are sharing this and liking this and spreading the word.
Now, what about that story makes you think it's not true?
Who gives away their CDs, first of all?
Dude, if you got a mixtape, you got to get out there, Bean.
Right?
Give it to anyone that'll listen.
You got to hustle.
Yes, and she, Kevin. And she, hustle.
She, by the way, I mean, she is a very smart woman, a longtime pastor and theologian. And she, look, she's doing what the Bible tells her to do, which mm-hmm. is to spread the good word. And that's what
but
she's
doing.
But
you think she's lying about this story.
I don't know.
You think she's a liar.
I'm not saying she's saying. A liar. I've just, the story seems too great to be true. And I just wonder, they made it sound like they'd never met before, but they seem awfully close all of a sudden. And I just wonder if somehow...
Jesus brought him together, Bean?
No, I'm saying I wonder if he's already in her congregation, for instance. And
oh,
this
you
is
think
the way
they set this whole thing up?
That's what I'm wondering.
She's a woman of God.
Bean.
I know she is. Look,
if a 74-year-old woman came up to you at a gas station and said, listen to my new CD, you wouldn't take that and listen to it?
Of course I would. Of course.
Oh, but what if you were black? Is that what this is about, Bean?
Nothing to do with that at all. Unrelated. I will say this. It doesn't really matter whether it's real or not because she is spitting straight fire. Mm-hmm. And I now love the Rappin' Granny. And I listened to this whole album over the weekend. By the way, it's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Tidal. It's everywhere.
It's on Tidal.
No,
is my
it's
favorite.
Not on Tidal. Yeah.
It is
it
on
really?
Tidal. Yep. Which also seemed a little suspicious to me, by the way, that this lady who's not just a do-it-yourself, I'm pressing these CDs at home to hand out
right.
in the neighborhood. Why is it on Tidal all of a sudden?
All right, that's a little strange.
I'm just saying.
Because it caught fire so much that people wanted to hear it. Tidal's not stupid. Of course they're going to put it up there.
Could we hear a little bit of Mrs.
Sure.
Lively doing some Christian rap, please?
This is a song called Clap Your Hands.
Satan, well, he comes around, invites me where I once was bound. I tell him just what I found, laugh with glee while he has to flee, uh-huh.
Okay, now, I just want you to know that her catchphrase is uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's
it.
The thing. That's the theme that runs through the
okay.
album, yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Living for Jesus, can't stay still. Finding his way is in his will. Living for Jesus, can't stay still. Finding the way is in his will. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
By the way, here's what I love. First of all, she really has great flow for a 74-year-old
sure.
white lady.
Yeah.
First of all.
Take it easy with great flow.
No, she does.
For a 74-year-old white lady.
For a 74-year-old white lady.
It's not
she
bad.
Says really. And also, I love her the throwback music. Doesn't this sound like something you would have loved and listened to in about 1990, Allie? The music.
Yes.
It's throwback.
It is.
It is throwback, but it also is. Sounds sort of cheapish. You know what
well,
I mean? Like,
I mean, it's certainly
not Dr. Dre.
It's not
I
the
think
current
I need
standard.
To hear more.
Let's
okay.
Hear more. Yeah.
You want to hear I'm Wise?
Yeah, I do.
Right.
One day I was not so smart. Didn't have Jesus in my heart. Then a storm tore me apart. The devil stabbed me with a fiery dart. Uh-huh.
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 Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like this.
But now I'm wise. Uh-huh.
It's like she only wrote like two sentences and she fills with uh-huh for the rest of the songs.
Lyrical Lively's rap album has received over 1 million listens on Facebook, by the way. She says
wow.
she is not in it for the fortune and fame. And she texted this gentleman, Keith Brown, and said, I always pray, send me an escort of angels to send your word to the hurting, lost, lonely people. And that's you. So she is grateful that this man came into her life and shared her music with
and
the world.
And you are calling her a
I'm
liar.
Just saying, I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
This is called In Jesus' Name.
The devil thought that he had won, took the life of God's own son. He just thought that he was done. Just say Jesus, watch him run.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there it is.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Shut
mean, I know she's 70. All right, never mind.
No, go ahead.
Kevin.
That's not a good flow.
Kevin.
That isn't.
What's wrong with you?
That's not her best song.
Oh, it isn't. I'm sorry. Did I play the wrong one?
No, even Eminem's albums have one song that you go, could have done without.
All right, let's listen to Prodigal Son. Ready?
His heart was filled with love and joy. All he could see was his wandering boy. He ran to him with welcome arms. So thankful he'd not been harmed.
See how she changed it up? The other songs were
Yeah.
And this one's
See?
Okay.
Take it back, Kevin.
How about Watch Out?
Watch out, watch out. What do you hear? The sound of the end time drawing near. Open your eyes, open your ears. Something to tell you, and it's so clear. The gospel to the churches, can't you hear? The coming of the Lord is drawing near. Jesus is alive forevermore. He says, I'm calling, I'm at the door.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Can you imagine if she was your pastor and she just insisted on rapping these songs in church?
Go every Sunday.
Be the best ever.
I didn't
feel that.
I didn't love that one.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Good. No, Chip. Nope.
She's happy with it.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday morning. September 8th, 1974, Evel Knievel tried to jump the Snake River Canyon in a steam-powered rocket. He did not make it. Eddie Braun is in the next room. He is going to be joining us here in the studio coming up right after the top of the hour. He is going to recreate that jump later this year. And he says
he's not going to make it as well?
He says he's going to make it. He's got it figured out.
He said he was going to recreate it.
Right.
So that means he's going to do it. Make it.
But better. Recreate it, but better.
All right. Okay.
He is a pro stuntman who is going to be jumping the Snake River on September 17th, and he wants our help to get him the funds to make a documentary about it. So I can't wait to talk to Eddie. That's coming up. First, though, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat here on a Monday. It's Allie McKay.
I love a good walk-off during an interview. The star just gets mad. Whoever you're interviewing just has had enough, takes the mic off, just walks away.
I love that, too.
This happened in Australia on Channel 7, and they were interviewing action star Jean-Claude Van Damme. He had had enough.
From Brussels.
Yes, yes, indeed. He walked off saying it was boring. He had had enough. And he keeps complaining that the media has been asking him the same questions for the past 25 years.
Usually it's something offensive that they say they don't want you to ask about.
Right. Yeah, there's usually a list of things you can't ask, but these apparently are questions he's heard for the past 25 years. Huh. So here's a little of Jean-Claude Van Damme on Australia's Channel 7.
Those questions you've been asking me, the press, they've been asking me the same question for the last 25 years. Kylie, how's your training? How's your this? How's your that? I'm 55 years old, so I've got a different POV of life, and it's difficult for me to answer those questions, so I start to sweat. I don't feel good because they are boring, and I knew this.
Okay, next question.
You have something interesting to ask me?
Okay, I gotta go to the restroom. Bye-bye.
Don't shoot cut. What the is going on in Australia? What the is going on? I cannot do this. Okay. I'm too natural. You can blow this stuff away. What is this?
What is this?
I'm too natural. You can blow this stuff away. What are you saying?
He's saying, get this weak stuff out of here. That's what he's saying.
But what I don't get is he's been asked the same questions for 25 years, and then he says, but now he has a different point of view.
Right.
So now he can't answer those questions. That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense, no.
I think what he's saying, and I love that he referred to his different POV, by the way, because who says that? Who uses the expression, I have a different POV?
Zero people.
I think what he's saying is maybe he had an answer for those questions when he was 25 or when he was 35. But now he's 55, and he just doesn't care anymore.
Right, but he still has the answer. If all you're asking is how he's working out, he has that answer. He just doesn't want to be asked that anymore. But does he know that he's Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, get over yourself. I mean, come on. Who's with me?
All right.
All right, good. All right, True TV has revealed the celebrity guests for Season 5 of Billy on the Street. These are the guests that he grabs, runs down the street, asks people questions, they stare at the person, they freak out.
Okay.
Aziz Ansari.
Okay.
More drumroll. John Hamm.
Wow.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Right? Lupita Nyong'o.
All right. Nice.
John Oliver.
Really?
Good.
And Seth Rogen.
Wow.
I know. Great. Thank you.
That's
for
it.
That.
That's the list.
The last one. That's the whole list right there. Those are great guests. John Hamm alone, I'm in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very good. Very good stuff. This I found very interesting.
Nope.
Nope. Well, maybe. Who is the first movie star to pull down 100 million followers on Facebook? The first movie star to pull down 100 million followers on
Jesus
Facebook.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
It's not.
No.
But I've been waiting for that drop. Nope.
Ron Jeremy.
No. You
Flavor Flav!
Again, nope. Mm-mm.
Cato Kaelin.
No.
Charlie Manson.
No.
Count Smokula.
That bullet.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Huell Hauser.
No.
Jesus.
Abraham Lincoln.
Again, no. I need
Kern
a movie.
Ferguson.
A movie star, please.
N.W.A. Man.
Nope.
Farrah Abramson.
No. So she does.
Oh, movie stars.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but good guess. Very good.
Hugo
guess.
Hugo Weaving.
No. Why don't I just tell you?
Riddler? I wish it was Count Smokula.
I wish it was, too. The Paul? Answer is Vin Diesel.
What?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And he has 100 million what?
100 million followers on Facebook. He's the third person ever to accomplish that feat behind Shakira and soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo. But, wow, Vin Diesel.
What?
I wouldn't think that. But a lot of people love his posts. He's been posting a lot about the Fast 8 movie, and one of his posts about the death of Fast and Furious co-star Paul Walker picked up 7.7 million likes.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Hot take.
It's a hot take right there, you guys.
No, Count Smokula.
No. I wonder how many he'd get, though, Count Smokula. Who is Count Smokula?
I don't know.
I love it so much. Not sure if you saw this over the weekend, but a lot of people really up in arms when TMZ caught first daughter Malia Obama enjoying Lollapalooza.
Now, why?
It made no sense to me.
I didn't get it. Was it just
Wait, what
that
was the story? They took a picture of her?
Yeah, she was up on stage during Mac Miller, dancing with friends, having a great time on Friday. Lollapalooza.
Oh, it was on Friday.
It wasn't Friday. Even
that she was, because she wasn't at the convention,
yeah,
right?
That's what a lot of people were saying. Well, why isn't she at the Democratic National Convention? Well, because that was Monday through Thursday. And who cares? She's a
And her dad isn't running for anything,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, last time I checked, it was insane
what
people were saying online about her. Like, oh, she should have her priorities straight. She should be in Washington. No. She should be on
she
stage
be
dancing her ass off to Mac
right.
Miller.
Like a teenager, right?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Ugh, people.
USA!
Right.
USA!
Thank
USA!
You. For that, Donald. All of these stars were born today, August the 1st. Actor Jason Momoa, he's Aquaman. He's 37 years old. Have you seen pictures of him lately, anyone?
I don't think so.
Lisa Bonet. Lucky, lucky woman is all I'm going to say. Public Enemy Prophets of Rage singer Chuck D is 57, and rapper Coolio.
Can't have a party without Coolio.
Yo, what's up? It's Coolio with the flow of the neighborhood. Get a wish, Dr. Superhero down to go toe-to-toe with any Hank, Frank, and Joe straight from the 4-0. T-H-E-V-Z, 40 Thieves in the house, Mass Circle for Life, baby.
Okay,
ladies
thanks, and gentlemen, Coolio. Thanks for coming by.
All right, yeah.
Really?
That's it.
That's it.
That's all we had.
Rapper Coolio is 53 years old today. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock.
Sorry.
Finish. Let the lady finish the
Sorry.
Song. It sounds, I mean, she repeats that part, so it sounded
Jesus
like.
Christ. Get it together.
Hey, guys. Eddie Braun is here. He is a professional stuntman going all the way back to Dukes of Hazzard and Fall Guy and Magnum P.I. and all that stuff. Right up until today, he's doing the Avengers movies and the Hangover movies and Ride Along and Sons of Anarchy and the upcoming Sully.
The man does it all. He is, as I say, a pro stuntman, and he is going to make history on September 17th in Idaho. Let's find out why as we welcome Eddie to the studio here on K-Rock. Hey, Mr. Braun, how are you, sir?
Hi. Thank you guys very much for having me.
Sure.
It's great.
It's our pleasure.
I'm a longtime fan of the show. I've been listening since the actual 80s, so it's really cool to be here with you guys.
It is a miracle. Anytime we have a guy on like you who has chosen being a stunt person as a way to make a living, it's a miracle that you can still walk and you can still talk and that you are still alive.
Well,
Have you had some close calls, Eddie?
Well, you know, listen, you can't do this for a period of time without having close calls, but here's the bright side of it. Obviously, everything turned out right because I'm here.
Right. The fact that you're still alive is amazing. Yeah. So you do most of your work is for is stunt coordinating and doubling for movies and television. Do you also have a history of doing things like this thing that you're going to try in September, where you just go out there and do a stunt just for the hell of it?
No, not really. But you have to know my motivations for doing it. You know, when I was a child, I met Evel Knievel, and he was like a superhero. And he is the reason I became a professional stuntman.
For people who are younger that don't remember the era of Evel Knievel, explain to them sort of what he did how poorly he did it.
Well, yeah, and how often he failed.
He was more famous for his crashes than his successes. But, you know, in the 70s, he was a superhero. He was...
These were the days before they had light motorcycles and everything else. Yeah, he was just
well,
crazy.
Every X Games athlete and every extreme sport athlete had the DNA goes back to it. All started with Evel Knievel. I mean, he was a showman as well as the dude was a rock star in his time.
Yeah, he was. He was Jackass before there was Jackass too.
Yeah.
So when he tried to jump the Snake River Canyon, which what did you say in your video was 42 years ago?
It'll be 40, little over 42 years. He did it September the 8th of 1974. So
okay.
It's been 42 years. He unfortunately, well, fortunate for me, he wasn't successful. And no one else has attempted it in 42 years.
Why is
because
that?
Because it's a terrible idea. That's why.
Is that why? Really?
Well, I had no idea when I decided to undertake this task, mm-hmm. how monumentally difficult it would be. And it's not just the act of attempting it.
Right.
It's getting government, getting
all the
people.
Permits.
Oh, you have
yeah.
no, nobody had, I didn't have any idea.
How far is the jump and how deep is the canyon that you jump over?
It's really far across and really deep.
Okay, good.
It's approximately.
I feel like you should have better numbers. Yeah.
No, it's approximately plus or minus 1,600 feet. Across,
okay.
and I don't know, 500 plus feet down. It's a long way down.
Are you going to have a parachute also?
Oh, yeah. If not, I won't be here for the
follow-up. Yeah, I think you have to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless you make it. Unless you land it, which
well,
case...
Well, no. Even landing it, I use a parachute. It's a controlled crash on the other end, should I make it there.
Now, tell me about this. Here's the thing that surprised me most about your jump, Eddie. And Eddie has a Kickstarter page, by the way, to help make a documentary about this jump. And you can just search his name, Eddie Braun, Braun. What surprised me most is that you didn't say, hey, Evel tried it over 40 years ago with the technology available to him in the 1970s. But I live in the 21st century and I have so much better technology that I can use. I can make something that's definitely going to work. You're recreating his steam-powered craft.
Well, yeah, in the modern age today of carbon fiber and computers and drones, I mean, come on, it's not a technological feat.
Although no one has done it.
Well, yeah, of course.
Wait a minute.
I'm actually doing this with the same my rocket is I paired up with the son of the original builder, Scott Truax.
Okay.
Bob Truax was the original builder. And the rocket's even made from some of the spare parts and blueprints. So fit, form, and finish, it's nearly identical to the original.
So you're making sure that you're not going to make it.
No.
I mean,
listen,
why
I wouldn't
would
try
you
this.
Do that?
I wouldn't. Well, first of all.
Why would you do it that way?
Well, because that's what. See, Evel Knievel, he inspired a whole generation of people.
Kids, right.
And he inspired me to become a professional stuntman. And what I'd like to do is finish out his dream. I'm not doing something that Evel Knievel couldn't do. I'm simply finishing out the dream of my hero.
What went wrong for Mr. Knievel that day?
Well, it depends on who you ask. But the parachute deployed early on takeoff, and he never made it across.
And was that in his control?
Yes and no.
The parachute timing? Yes and no.
The timing, yes. He had his hand on a lever, but it just came. The G-forces pulled it out before he even left the ramp. He was dragging the parachute.
Okay.
How he survived is a miracle.
Tell me about this steam-powered vehicle. You say it's essentially the same as what Evil tried, but how does the steam work? How do you manage to regulate the steam so that it opens when you want it to open?
Well, it really comes down basic. First of all, if anybody cares to know about it, feel free to go to Return to Snake River on Facebook, or you can go to evilspirit.com, E-V-E-L, spirit.com, and you can see all kinds of things about it. But in essence, it's just a giant steam cleaner. It's water superheated and super pressure.
Right.
And it's actually, it's very fundamental. It's a dog food can lid. That's what Bob Truex used, and that's what Scott's using this time. It's essentially goes to the supermarket, gets these dog food cans.
Eddie,
I'm telling
Eddie,
you, I
don't
not.
Feel good about
Wait,
this.
No, keep going.
You're
so,
talking.
Okay,
so,
so
it's a dog food can lid. It is what holds all this in. And at a certain point, this thing gets punctured and over 10,000 horsepower. I'll go from zero to well over 400 miles an hour in 3.9 seconds.
You're putting your life in the hands of the people that make Purina.
Pretty much.
You feel good about that?
Listen, I'm not a complete idiot. I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had a pretty good shot at success.
But you're going 0 to 400 miles per hour in how long?
Less than 4 seconds, 3.9 seconds.
Oh, my God.
How long will it take to get across the canyon?
It should take about 2 seconds. I'll be across, but that's not the hard part. The hard part is slowing down from that speed and that altitude. I'll be about 2,500, 3,000 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
Oh. This is
so I have to release a series of parachutes, not just one parachute, because it will shred at that speed. So I release a drogue chute, which slows me down to about 200 miles an hour, and then I release the main chute. And Lord willing, I'll end up on the other side in one piece.
Is it possible this is just a bad idea? That Evil should have never tried it, nor should you?
Well, you know, anytime you're undertaking something for the first time, especially something like as ambitious as this, you know, you question all those things. But again, I don't think that I would even try this unless I thought I had a shot.
All right,
of success.
I get that it looks good on paper. Can you test
in
a smaller way between now and then, or do you just have one shot with this vehicle?
Well, here it is. It's like being a professional stuntman. You can only test things to a point, but at a certain point, there's nothing to it but to do it. I mean, you know, we've ran some static tests. We did a parachute test. Unfortunately, it shredded the parachute, and I wish I hadn't seen that because that's stuck in my mind.
Good.
That's good.
But at this point, there's nothing left but for me to get in it on September 17th and give it a shot.
Could you do a test with a dummy, or is that what we're calling your test?
Thanks.
That's the actual job.
Yeah. No, again, we've done just about everything we can do, but now it's time to do it. Listen, in my career, I've never talked about a stunt so much that I haven't done. I'm dying to get this over with.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you are. Let's talk about the Kickstarter, because you're going to do the jump no matter what, no matter how much money is raised. But the Kickstarter is to make a movie about the jump,
well,
right?
Well, no. The movie, the documentary... is being made anyways. For the past 3 years of this ordeal, Kurt Matilla, the guy's an L.A.-based director, the guy's phenomenal. He's been making this opus, following me through everything
okay.
to this point. And what we want to do is bring this to the masses, right? And the only way that we can bring it to the masses is to I need like another $150,000, and we can live stream it to anybody on their phones, their computers. If I don't raise those funds, you know, I'm doing it anyways. We're going to have a beautiful documentary anyways, but we want to share it with everybody. So, like, for $5, it's cheaper than a pizza. You get to see it live if you choose to.
Oh, I am so in on that, Eddie.
Also, I have to mention, along the way of this, I call this the Magical Mystery Tour, Slash, who is an old-time, you know, Slash from Guns N' Roses,
right.
He's a huge Evel Knievel fan. And he says to me, dude, you know, I want to give you something for this feat. I said, well, okay, cool. He says, you need a theme song. I said, all right. And Slash says, I reached out to Sir Elton John, and he said, go ahead, re-record Rocket Man. It hasn't been touched also. So Slash and the boys got in the studio, and they re-recorded Rocket Man for me. And he wanted it available to the masses. So he says, listen, on your Kickstarter thing, if anybody chooses to live stream it, they will also include, only available through this, Rocketman, done by Slash. And
wouldn't you love to hear that conversation between Slash and Elton John?
Yes.
Oh, this
anyways. Dude, no, he's not. It's not a modern rocket. It's an old rocket.
No, he had to explain to him.
They're dog can lids.
But here's the thing. Everybody has – this is a passion thing. I mean, everybody has jumped aboard the Magical Mystery Tour, and they want – even the Knievel family, who hasn't really endorsed anybody, has embraced and partnered up with me and said, yes, you're the guy to do it. So,
have you reached out to Evel Knievel fan number one, Johnny Knoxville, yet, Eddie?
Oh, Johnny's been great. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. He's been embraced this whole thing, and he's actually climbed in my rocket and – you know, wanted the keys to take it for a spin.
That was a beautiful documentary he made about Evel, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it was by far the best documentary. It's called Being Evel. And what's ironic is the ending of that is my beginning. If you've seen it, and it's worth seeing, I think it's on Amazon or what, it's called Being Evel.
It's E-V-E-L.
Yeah, and it ends with Evil's own words saying that that canyon is far and wide and hasn't moved an inch. And he said, I don't see a long line of daredevils trying to cross it.
Until now.
Well, I like to say this is an attempt. I haven't done it yet.
Right.
But humbly, I think I can nail it.
Well, obviously, we got our fingers crossed, and we wish you nothing but success in this jump. Let's give the information again for people who want to find out more information about you, about the jump, about the craft, and everything else. Where should people go, especially if they want to donate?
They can go to evilspirit.com, E-V-E-L. spirit.com and you can go to Return to Snake River on Facebook, and you can just see our journey. We've been kind of documenting this whole thing.
I love it, Eddie. I'm terrified for you, my friend.
Hey, listen, I'm terrified myself. I'm scared to death of heights. I am not afraid to. Listen, there's no macho here. I'm scared to death of heights.
But you're a stunt man.
Yeah, but listen, there's nothing wrong with being afraid, right?
At least you're not going to be 3,000 feet in the air going 400 miles an hour. At least that's not happening.
Yes, I am. Unfortunately, my eyes will be open the whole time.
Can we talk to you, Eddie, after the jump?
Oh,
would you come back on the Kevin and Bean show?
Are you kidding? I would.
Let's wait and see, Bean.
I would humbly be honored to be back here.
Because
you know?
we'd love to find out, and of course we will be watching. All right, stuntman Eddie Braun has been our guest. Thanks so much for coming in. Good luck, sir.
Hey, thank you so much, you guys, for having me.
You bet. One of the very funniest comedians working today, Jim Jefferies, joins us at 8 o'clock this morning here on the Kevin and Bean show, and then at 9 we got your ticket to see Radiohead at the Shrine. First, though, hey, Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone?
Why do you hate nature?
I love nature.
How did this come up, Dave? How did it come
up? Love nature.
Somehow on Friday we started talking about pictures that you hate to see in social media, and you hate
sunset photos. Yes, I do.
How can you hate sunsets?
I don't hate sunsets. Hate sunset pictures.
Because?
You know, it's just because everyone posts them. You know, and look, I'm a guy who really doesn't complain, so I won't complain.
What?
Wait, doesn't complain?
Well, listen, if people post it on my social media feeds, I'm not going to say, like, oh, I hate you, I hate this. And I just move on. But you asked me about it, so I told you about
it.
Okay. Right? So what I'm saying is, you know, I see these photos and I'm like, why? They're not that great photos. The pictures aren't that good.
Okay.
Like the ones you sent me, Kevin, thank you very much for all the
photos.
You sent
them a bunch this weekend.
Terrible photos. They just were.
What do you mean they were terrible photos? They were
bright orange, overblown, like.
So on the days after a fire in L.A., when all of those pictures are up of the, you know, smoky sunsets, you must go nuts because your whole feed is just those sunsets.
Yeah, I fast forward and just go, I skip them, so it doesn't really bother me. But
what's your problem with sunset photos?
Why do you hate sunsets?
Because Christine says you have screamed at her for years about posting sunset photos.
Yeah, she'll post one and I'll be like, hey, great photo. Like, you know, oh, that was, you know, so good. It was interesting. No, it wasn't.
Okay, but
what's your problem? I could go outside and see something better. Like, it's better to witness it in person.
Of course it's better to witness.
So your photo is not going to capture that.
Right. Nobody thinks it does, though. They just think that it's beautiful, and you try, and you take a picture, and it looks good.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, look at this beautiful sunset. It's so pink. Yeah, then you know what? Tomorrow, it's going to be pink again. The next day, maybe pinker, maybe orange, maybe bluer.
Who hurt you?
No, really. It's just, listen, I'm logical, and I'm the smartest.
I'm logical.
All right, Spock, take it easy.
I have the best wits.
But don't you think, Dave, that part of it is people are saying, wow, you know what? It's easy to forget in the hubbub of being busy and running around your insignificant little lives, but the world is a big and beautiful place, and we should all just take a moment and pause and be grateful that we're alive.
And
you
think that's the bigger message?
Wow, look up and see the sky and look at those clouds.
Isn't that what they're doing when they put a sunset up?
No, because you can go outside and see the clouds.
But they don't always look that nice.
What if I can't go outside? What if I'm bedridden? Thank you for posting that sunset.
Too bad for you.
You're awful.
Why do you hate?
I don't hate. I'm smart.
No. And I'm smart. I'm logical. What are these words that you don't know the definition of?
So, Dave, is it just sunset photos, or are you a person who is hypercritical of everybody's photos in your feed every day?
I'm not hypercritical at all. It's for me. It's like I know everyone.
Is it only for me? You post pictures of your dog all the goddamn time.
I don't all the goddamn time.
Don't
get me started on you with your dog.
Two pictures maybe in the last month. So don't say all the goddamn time. And once it's if they're doing something cute, right?
Okay, but my question was going to be, are you also critical of other people who post pictures of their dogs all the time?
No.
Pets are fine with it.
I know people have – that's part of people's problems is their pets, and that's usually someone who doesn't have pets. And I'm okay with it because I like pets, you know. But no one likes sunsets. Everyone says,
Everyone loves sunsets.
Why do so many people post them then? What kind of a statement is no one likes sunsets?
Everyone just wants to go along and with
smart
the
one?
– Everyone just wants to agree with it just because it's – cool thing to do. It's not. It's stop it. Just stop with the sunset photos.
Why do you think, Dave? I'm fascinated.
Seriously.
With you. By the way, I wouldn't mind taking some calls from the Kevin DeBean listeners about what they hate. Dave hates sunsets in his feed.
Yeah, that's my thing.
What do you hate? What are the pictures that you are tired of that you don't want to see anymore that drive you crazy? 1-800-520-1067 is a call. We want to hear from you.
I suggested over the weekend that perhaps Dave just hasn't seen enough. Beautiful.
Right, maybe that's it.
Sunsets. So if you have
great ideas
I got the sunset, it's at K-Rock KOM.
Yes.
So, Dave, what do you think is going on in the mind of people who post sunset photos? What do you think they're trying to do?
They just want to look cool and be like, oh, look, I'm outside. Look at that. I see a beautiful sight. No, you don't, dude. You're in Century City. Who cares?
You don't think they're sharing what they think is a beautiful sight?
No, they're looking at the same thing we see in L.A. It's not even like, oh, I'm in, you know, Yosemite Valley and this is a beautiful sunset coming over the ridge. No, it's, hey, look, it's coming off downtown L.A. It looks terrible. It's not good.
So you're saying...
You know what I mean?
But if I could just try and clarify. You're saying that the pictures don't do it justice. I agree. They don't. Agreed. Not, I mean, pictures don't do anything
justice. But that's true of anything. If you went to London and took a picture of Big Ben, it's not going to do it justice. It's just your crappy phone photo.
But
it doesn't mean you shouldn't post it. You're still at Big Ben.
If you take a picture of a bear in Yosemite Valley, it's going to look awesome regardless. Because how often do you get to see a bear in the wild? Not that often. Right?
So your complaint is that you see the sunset every day anyway. You don't.
I'm just saying that everybody sees the same thing. You know, like,
but
you
we
look
all
up,
see it differently, Dave.
Plus Allie's a shut-in. Remember?
Plus I'm a shut-in. I'm bedridden.
Well, when you look out your window, you see the same thing.
I can't get to my window. That's what I'm saying.
Dave, let me ask you this.
Plus, sunset changes by the minute.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody sees it though. If it's red, everyone looks out, and there it is. It's red.
Who hurt you?
No one hurt me. I'm just, you know.
Okay, I hate something.
Hold on, Allie. Hold on. I'm not done with Dave. You also hate cloud photos because sometimes, a lot of times, people will put pictures of clouds in the sky up on their feed. Do you hate that?
I don't see enough cloud photos.
I don't think I've seen those either.
Yeah, I don't know.
So just sunsets, not regular sky photos?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you take a picture of the sky, you're pretty dumb because, look, it's blue. Okay, cool.
Okay. All right, Allie, what do you hate?
When women are at a beach or at a pool and they just post the top of their legs and then the pool or the beach and it looks like two hot dogs.
The hot dog legs.
And they have that website, Legs or Hot Dogs.
Legs or Hot Dogs, yeah.
It's just, we get it. You're at the beach. Those are your legs. Or are they hot dogs? I don't know. That is troubling to me.
But it's the beach.
Then shoot the beach.
Okay, so what if
I don't need to see your hot dog legs?
What if people just posted pictures of the beach? You can also see that every day.
I love the beach.
No, you can't. If you look
unless
up,
you're at the beach.
If you look up, can you see the beach? No.
That was deep.
Wow.
Yeah. Look outside.
So
you can't see the beach.
Hate, Allie, do you hate because you feel like these people are bragging that they're at the beach or at a pool?
No,
is
it's
that
just
what
the,
it is?
It's just the leg part.
Just the composition.
I can't with the hot dog legs. Stop it.
But, you know, when they take a picture from their boobs down, that's awesome.
Oh, I like that,
yeah,
Dave.
I like All right, 1-800-520-1067. What are the photos that you hate to see come up in your social media? We'll take your calls next right after this on K-Rock. Frequent Kevin Amin listener Holmey writes in, over the years, your producer Dave has taken dozens of stances, and not once has he ever offered any compelling support for his point of view. And that is pretty accurate,
that is
by
true.
The way. Dave, in this case, is putting his foot down. He's taken a stance against sunset photos on social media.
Listen, I know the truth hurts, but sometimes it just has to be said.
Tracy writes in, Dave has never sounded like a bigger idiot ever. Hashtag, I love sunsets.
Well, hold on,
I'm sure I have.
He's been an idiot many different times.
Let's not get crazy.
So Dave hates sunsets. What do you hate to see on your social media feed? We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start in Canoga Park, line one? This is going to be Karen to get us going.
Hey, Karen.
Hey.
You hate what kind of picture in social media?
I hate selfies.
Selfies.
Now, that's interesting to me because I assume that most of the people in your feed are friends of yours. Don't you want to see what they look like and what they're doing?
Yes, but not every minute, every second. So if you're, like, at a cool place and you want to post this picture or selfie, there's no one around to take your picture. Or if you're at a party or something important, then I get it because you're right. I do want to see what people are doing.
Okay.
But when you're in your bathroom getting ready, I don't need to know that. Or
okay.
If you're in the car driving, I don't need a picture of that.
Amen. Karen, I'm with you.
Work. Yes.
Just selfies going crazy.
Whatever. Here's my shirt. That's not necessary. It's like, how self-absorbed are you that you need to publicize every minute of your life? And then when people say, oh, you look good, you, like, respond with this really shocked, oh, thank you, all of a sudden all humble.
Wow.
I will allow it.
Karen's put some thought into this one. Karen is correct,
too, by the way. I think that's
yes,
a good
Karen,
message.
I agree with you.
Yes.
I am always correct.
All right. Team Karen.
Awesome,
Karen.
All
hashtag
right.
Team Karen.
Thank you for the call. Let's try LA line two. This is going to be Jake. Let's find out what he hates.
Hey, Jake.
I hate pictures of cities and that urban exploration kind of crap.
What do you mean?
So, like, skyline photos?
No, I don't know if you know kind of what an urban explorer does. They kind of just go out with their cameras, try to get into places, get really nice shots of whether it's the skyline or just places of the city. It could be bridges, freeways, things like that.
Right, but, and you hate that?
So you just hate infrastructure. That's where you're coming from.
I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong here, Dave, but kind of the same thing. It's just been oversaturated with these things, and most of these pictures aren't good, and I think it takes away from the real photographers and artists that are out there and have been doing this for years, that now it's almost everyone just that has a DSLR or even an iPhone just goes out there and tries to upload their crap.
Jake, are you a photographer?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. You are pissed.
Okay, I got it.
Well, I've never heard Urban Explorer. Yeah, that's why I'm like, what's happening?
And luckily, my friends don't take crappy photos of infrastructure. So
okay.
Just sunsets.
Thank you very much for the call, Jake. By the way, let's settle this. You're never going to take a photo as good as a professional photographer does. But does that mean you shouldn't take a photo? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I just think you just do the best you can, right?
Yeah.
I think, okay. All right, let's try Josh Irvine, line four up next.
All right. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys.
You hate pictures of what in social media?
So, of kids that aren't their kids, like a lot of girls my age nanny, and they're always posting pictures of other people's babies.
Other people's babies?
Oh.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I don't like
that's
that.
That's sort of weird.
Snapchat stories, and it's like, I don't even know what that kid is doing or saying. It's not that cute. Like, come on.
So you don't mind people bragging about their own dumb kids. You just don't want to see them bragging about somebody else's dumb kids.
Yeah, like, I don't really want to see, like, little babies on social media anyway, but, like, especially it's not even your own.
That's so weird that people put up pictures that of kids that aren't theirs.
Yeah, it is a little creepy, actually.
What do you think of a grown man taking a picture of a kid in an elevator that wasn't his?
I would be very against that.
Yeah,
I don't know what you guys are talking about. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
What?
Let's try Mike, line six, up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Mike's in Simi Valley.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning. You hate what pictures in social media?
You know what? I'm going to piggyback on Dave here. When they put their feet in the pictures, I don't want to see your feet in the pictures.
That's pretty gross.
Everyone could agree on that, right?
Dave hates feet, remember.
I
don't agree on that because it depends on the feet. If it's a pretty girl and she takes care of her feet, fine. I don't have any problem with it.
Really?
Yeah.
You love feet.
I don't know. It's unnecessary. You know,
It's unnecessary.
I mean, I think everyone's
Team Mike on this one. Technically, everything is unnecessary, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no photo that's essential.
Right.
That's true. All right, thank you for the call. Rogelio writes in, I can't stand pictures of fireworks. Put the phone away and enjoy the damn louds, he says. All right. Stephanie writes, I hate people who post pictures of themselves in the bathtub. Go on. Let's try Evan Fullerton, line one, please, up next on the Kevin Abid Show.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, do not like pictures of half-eaten food, like half-eaten burritos, half-eaten flame broiler bowls.
Can we talk about food?
That is very
specific. Can we just talk about food for a second in general?
Are you calling beer mug?
What's that? Half-eaten or not eaten? What's your guys' policy on me seeing your lunch?
I don't give a crap what you're eating.
Me either.
I just don't care. But I don't also – I don't think anything really drives me crazy that makes me mad, like Dave with the sunsets. I just go past your – if you post too many pictures of your uneaten food, I'll just unfollow you. So I guess it bugs me as well.
Dave, what's your – how do you
feel
about people?
Everybody used to be – like half the pictures on Twitter used to always be food.
Food, yeah. Yes. Look, yes. I don't care for it. I just skip it. But, you know, I'm not going to hate on you for taking a picture of your food. Once I was at the Hard Rock and this group next to me was just taking pictures of their food and the waiter asked them to stop. The waiter came and said, can you please stop that and just enjoy your meal?
Yeah.
And I was like, exactly.
Please, just enjoy your meal.
Just no pictures. All right.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for the call, Evan. Let's do Ronit real quick. She's line two, Westlake Village.
All right. Hi, Ronit.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Well, I work in social media, and I look up Instagram types of accounts all the time and have to, you know, connect with these people. And I have never seen so many people in G-strings and bikini tops. Like, I feel like my job's become looking at porn.
Right.
Where's this?
We're talking calls of things you don't like.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure I'd like guys in bikini tops, though. But really, like, I've never seen so much.
In other words, regular girls are posing like models.
The Instagram model, sure.
All the time.
A lot of duck faces, it sounds like.
Next career. Yeah, so it kind of is disturbing after a while.
Matt writes in, I hate it when hot girls post pictures of themselves wearing glasses and caption it by saying, I'm such a nerd. No, girl, you're just a whore who found glasses.
Wow.
Glasses are hot, though.
I posted a hot post office photo on Friday.
That happened.
Well, I did. Hey, my name is Kalen. I can't stand pictures of the wing of a plane when someone is traveling. Show me when you get there. I don't need to see the process, Kalen says. I think that's fair enough. Robert, I hate pictures of weed or bongs. We get it. You get high and eat Cheetos 12 hours a day. Don't care. I think we've really tapped into something here, by the way. There are a lot of people hating a lot of things in their social media feeds right now.
But none upset about the post office pictures, Bean? Everybody loves those?
They're universally acclaimed. Okay. Yes, thank you. Right. Hey, the great Jim Jefferies joins us right after the top of the hour. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's going on?
Hey, it's Monday, so let's take a look at the box office. Coming in first with, no surprise, was the debut of Jason Bourne, $60 million. Kevin, your review?
Love it so much.
You'll see it again?
Yes. I think it was not quite as good as the third one, which I think was the best of the series.
Really?
Yeah. But pretty close.
Paul Greengrass, the director, he loves shaky cam, right? Isn't that all he uses is just the shaky cam?
It was quite shaky.
A lot of handheld.
There was a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost too much of it.
Yeah, that hurts my stomach a little
bit. Yeah, but I loved it.
You did.
Yeah.
Did he save the day at the end? Like, oh my God, everything's fixed.
He killed the dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Will there be a...
It's open for one, yes.
Okay.
Excited?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, coming in number two, debut of Bad Moms, $24 million, followed by Star Trek Beyond. The Secret Life of Pets, number five, Lights Out. Six, Ice Age Collision Course. Ghostbusters coming in at number seven. And debuting at eight, The Nerve, coming in at $9 million, followed by Finding Dory and Legend of Tarzan. Former new kid on the block, singer Joey McIntyre, is going to be doing a new comedy series It's going to be on the Pop Network. That's formerly the TV Guide Network. Now, wait for this plot line.
Okay.
Variety reports that the Joey Mack Project will star Joey as a former boy band singer trying to transition to a career in acting.
What?
That's a little on point, isn't it?
That's going to happen. Hmm. Yeah. And former New Kids member Donnie Wahlberg and his wife Jenny McCarthy are also part of the team that will be producing the series. Who's in?
That's the mark of quality right there.
I'll say. Well, this is great. Also in the works, this is going to be on TNT, a new series from Bobcat Goldthwait. It's going to be called Bobcat Goldthwait's Messed Up Stories.
Well, this is going to be twisted.
The different stories will include sci-fi thrillers, romantic comedies, and reality shows, all of them with a comedic twist and featuring screwed-up characters. Yeah.
That's what Bobcat does.
Yeah.
He does it well.
I'm in for that one. I'm not sure if you heard about this over the weekend, but Beanie Man has the Zika virus.
Yeah, what about that?
Yes. The Jamaican dancehall star had to cancel his co-headlining appearance over the weekend at a festival in Toronto because immigration officials wouldn't allow him to enter the country.
Hmm. There is so much Zika in Florida right now
yes.
that they are advising European tourists, many of whom go to Florida on vacation, to mm-hmm. not have sex with the locals.
What?
Yes. That's how prevalent the Zika is becoming.
Amazing you could turn it into sex.
Well, that was in the news
Listen,
this week, though.
Go to Florida. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
don't have sex with any
yeah.
of the locals.
That's what they're saying. America is infected, you guys. This is a
Florida
bad deal.
Florida is infected.
Florida.
Right. I mean, come on. It's barely America.
Let's calm down.
Well, Florida is part of the contiguous U.S. I feel
yeah.
like some of those people may travel over the border into other states.
It's America's butthole, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Sure.
Don't go there.
For sure. Hey, Bean, are you sad that you are in New Orleans right now and not in Washington? Because this happened. A sports bar in Suquamish? Is that how you
Suquamish,
say it? Right? Suquamish, Washington. You know, you're just having a drink at the sports bar, maybe watching a game. I don't know what game you're watching, maybe baseball.
Sure.
And then you look over and you see Chris Pratt and his family hanging out. Then a little while later, you see Chris Pratt on the dance floor doing the electric slide and the Cupid shuffle. What is happening at this sports bar?
Well, Chris is from Seattle, and mm-hmm. his wife, Anna Faris, is also from Seattle, mm-hmm. so I think they spent a lot of time there.
I love it. Fans took photos and tossed back a few brews with Chris as well, but there is video of him dancing, and I'm not sure there's a more delightful celebrity. He's,
no, he's
just
pretty awesome.
Such a good dude.
He is great.
Does a great electric slide.
Okay.
It is worth it's worth a watch. Well, if you've been wondering about all those people that came forth and said, hey, I need some of that Prince money because Prince's estate could be worth as much as $300 million. So all these people started coming out of the woodwork. Oh, I might be his kid. Hey, I think I'm his niece. Well, a Minnesota judge has now dismissed claims by 29 people who said they were owed a share of Prince's inheritance.
That's baloney.
Yeah, that
it doesn't make sense.
That is right, Judy. However, Judge Kevin Ide has ordered genetic tests be carried out on 6 people with claims to be relatives of the singer.
That's, so you get zippo, nada.
That is true. Including 4 siblings or half-siblings, as well as 2 women believed to be a niece and a grandniece. So
he might end up having a blood heir after all.
He might. He might. Yeah, so a lot of people thought, oh, it was going to be a kid that nobody knew about, but it could be a grandniece somewhere down the road.
But, I mean, it only takes one, right, for somebody to inherit his estate? Is that what we're looking into here?
Well, he's got a sister, a full sister, and then he's got half-brothers and sisters. But
okay.
Apparently, I think it was under Minnesota law, that's counted as the same in Minnesota. So they would be allowed to have...
So they'll be splitting it.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. And if you missed it, the Television Critics Association press tour over the weekend, HBO officials confirmed that Game of Thrones will end its run after 8 seasons. I know. The upcoming season 7 will reportedly start in the summer of next year, and that's due to the producer's need for filming in cold weather. And then it's going to run for 7 episodes, and the final season, season 8, will begin in 2018, so...
This is what it was like in the last couple of years of Mad Men, where you wait a year and you get a couple of episodes, and then you wait another 8 months and you get 1, and then you wait another year and you get 2. I mean, they really dribble
yeah,
them out.
Absolutely. It's not fair, Bean, right? It's not
it's
fair.
It's not fun.
That's upsetting. All of these stars born today on August the 1st. Public Enemy, Prophets of Rage singer Chuck D is 56. Actor Jason Momoa, Aquaman, is 37. And rapper Coolio is 53. Guess we're not going to have that Coolio.
Look good.
Okay.
Smell good. Tastes good. It's good.
I'm Alan Kay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Bean, when you thanked Jim Jefferies for coming in this early, you did not see that conversation going that way, am I right?
It got dark fast in here. Jim is back on the Kevin Bean Show and back on Netflix with a brand new comedy special that we will be talking about called Freedom. But first, Mr. Jefferies, welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you going right after this chat
today? I'm going to the proctologist. You were thanking me for coming in early, and all I said was this is the highlight of my day.
This is
going to
be the best part.
The day's going downhill. But also, I don't know. Like, maybe I've got a couple of hemorrhoids. Maybe if I need to have surgery or something like that. I always look forward to things like that.
What?
Because,
what?
Well, they're going to knock you out.
Oh, you look forward to being knocked out.
Yeah, but it's also, I've always got things to do, right? I've always got, like, a script to write, or I've got to come in here, or I've got to pick my kid up from school or something.
You're
like
busy,
that.
Man. Right.
I love people giving you a jar of painkillers and saying, you have to stay in bed for 4 days.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's the best.
That's what you look forward to.
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a vasectomy just for the time off.
I used to say, Kevin, you remember this, I used to say that I hope at some point I end up breaking both legs and I'm required to be on bed rest so that I can binge watch all the shows I never got to see first time.
Yeah,
around.
And that's weird to me because you watch everything already.
There's a lot of stuff I missed, though. If I had that time off where I was forced to stay down and just be in bed and I wasn't allowed to work, imagine how much TV I could watch. I think that's what Jim's talking about.
Guilt-free.
Guilt-free. Yep. Because I'm doing what I have to do for my body.
Every time I'm watching TV, there's always something I should be doing.
Instead of.
Yeah,
okay,
I should be doing something with my taxes or something. I should be cleaning something. I should be making sure I don't urge out poo so hard that I get hemorrhoids. Yeah, there's something I should be doing. So TV for me is just guilt. It's all guilt the whole time.
I hope that you're right and this interview today is better than the trip to the proctologist, but you won't really know until you've done both today which was more painful.
Wow, this isn't too painful, but you never know.
Yet.
I might enjoy the proctologist more.
That's right.
I'm going to a new one. The other one was an older fella, and they've got a new bloke.
So, is that right?
Yeah, younger, more sensitive.
Don't you
feel like he should buy you a drink first or something?
I'm sure
they get
I'm
right
sure
down to business,
give
man.
Me a drink. Every time I've ever seen a proctologist, they're always with the jokes. They've always, well, of course, they've got a lot of jokes, and you're always laying on your side. And,
yeah, but you're a comedian. That must really be annoying.
If people
tell you jokes that they think are funny, and they're really not.
My son was breached, so he's like his feet first or whatever, so we had to have a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very weird. So I never experienced the whole woman in the room screaming and going, "You did this to me!" And I never did that. She was knocked out from like the neck down or something. She was just laying there with just couldn't feel it. And then the doctor was just chatting to me the whole time about comedy. Just, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And then he just pulled the baby out, and it was
that annoying to you?
No, nothing happened. It was like I feel like I could have done it.
Yeah. Here's the important part, though. You couldn't have.
No, I assume maybe I could. That was a good week. That was an excellent week because she couldn't move because I had to stitch up her abs and everything like mm-hmm. that. And then so we got like a nurse employed in mm-hmm. to take care of the kid for the first 2 weeks. And I just laid in bed and popped her painkillers as well. Right?
Okay. And she ran out early.
Good. For 2 weeks, we just laid in bed. This lady would bring us a baby, like a new toy. And we'd go, "Oh!" And then the kid would need his diaper change. We'd go, "The kid's hungry. And we're like, this parenting is a lie."
So she was looking after three babies, basically, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I was just rolling around in bed. When that lady left, it was like, you can live here for free.
Please stay forever.
Yeah. That was hard. 2 weeks after the first 2 weeks. Were wonderful.
Yeah.
People are like, you won't sleep. I was sleeping like 14 hours a day.
You strike me as a guy who has the means to hire yourself a Swedish au pair or something.
Why she got to be Swedish?
Well,
it's Bean's dream, you know.
Yeah. I wanted to get a personal assistant. My girlfriend said I had to get perky gay, was her exact...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because she wanted me to have, like, an efficient gay man who was very well-dressed walking around the house.
Right.
Like, Jim, you have a booking, don't forget. Right? That's what he wanted.
That's not what you had in mind.
I'm like, I want a young, hungry girl who's... who's plucky and she wants to get ahead in this world. I want that one.
I feel like
and
maybe
she's
you
willing
and your
to do anything.
You yeah. and your girlfriend want very different things from,
yeah, yeah.
from that
so
position.
I'm probably getting a gay guy moving into the house.
I've
never understood the personal assistant, though, because I know a lot of people who have them. Every time I've been on a TV show or something, they give me a budget for one. And,
they do.
Yeah, and I'm like, because I'm writing and acting, they give me a budget in this thing for a personal assistant, and I never know what to...
What to have
I've
them
had
do?
One for like a week. I find them annoying. Because you're always going, I'll book this flights. And then they're like, oh, well, what time do you want? Ah, 7 in the morning. And then by the end of it, I'm sitting on Expedia with them going, book that one. And I'm like, I should have just done this.
Maybe you have a bad assistant then.
No,
it's just you don't need one.
You just don't. You still have to tell them what to do. It's like when you go into like a billionaire's house and they've got like a bowling alley in the basement, and you're like, oh man, that's just more work.
You don't see the bright side to anything, do you?
No, I can go to a bowling alley. My girlfriend wants to buy a holiday house, and I'm like, another house. Oh man, we have to furnish that.
Right,
that'd be a pain in the ass.
Are there no upsides in your life?
No, I can rent a house. That's all right. I can travel and borrow someone else's.
The only thing that's glass half full is the proctologist.
I know that I have, although I got hemorrhoids that bleed and a
prolapsed
ass, I can tell you, that I do have a smooth prostate because it's constantly being checked. So no problems there.
By the way, Kevin, one thing you should know from Jim's Freedom special on Netflix is he hates glass half full people.
Yeah,
I mean,
those
are not Jim's people.
I hate that. They're just lazy
and
bastards.
20 minutes out of the hour is spent talking about poop.
Well, this is the funny thing. This is the funny thing about the special. It was 30 minutes, but we cut 10 minutes out. I did do a whole thing about my hemorrhoids right after the bit about me. And I went, oh, it's probably a little bit too much poop. This is the whole thing. I spend five, 6 minutes on Trump, and that's all that people are talking about.
That's true. You do get like, political home. Just for a minute.
Just for a minute. Uh-huh. And then it's like, that's the bit that everyone's outraged about.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I've talked to... I feel like I've always been a slightly political comic, like slightly.
Slightly,
so, yeah. It's not like I'm John Oliver, you know, but I mean, and people really... I'm getting a lot of get out of the country at the moment, which I kind of enjoy, to be honest with you.
I feel
I'm
like
gonna
you
tell
would
you
enjoy that.
That. I felt like, and this is I felt like some of your stuff about America and how free we are compared to other places in the world, it was Carlin-esque for me, and I mean that as a supreme compliment.
Oh,
it was like watching a George Carlin, you know, deconstruction of society. I mean, I feel like you went to a new level on this special, dude. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Well,
Except for the poo chunk.
Except for all the poo.
There's a lot of poo.
It's a lot.
A lot of poo. A lot of Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, too. Why'd you choose Nashville? That was a real surprise to me. Is that because you knew that they would be most offended by so many things you said?
It was too far. I get a lot of you come in here with your liberal agenda like arguments, and I thought, well, what if I do it in a place like Nashville where they can't say that I was pandering, and then
right.
and then also it comes down to I tell my manager, I go, I want to record a special on in the next 6 months, and then we look through the diary at what city would be cool, and you know, I just had done a tour where I did like New York and Chicago and all these big cities, so I didn't want to go back there and have the same audience that had just seen the material, so it just worked out that way.
At one point in the special, Jim pauses the show to give anyone in the audience who plans to shoot and kill him to do it now.
Yes.
Well, he did take on the Second Amendment. And
I don't think I'd seen that before in any comedy special, Jim. All right, if you're going to kill me, do it now.
There was a chance, wasn't there? Someone, if you wanted to really do
it. I mean, I didn't feel like it was smart.
Yeah, if you want to do it in 4K... Like no one's seen a death in that high res, right. have they?
Perfect lighting. Yeah.
It would have been beautiful. The special is called Freedom. It's Jim's latest and seventh comedy special, if I'm doing the math correctly. Does
that's
that sound
correct.
Right to you?
Yeah, that's correct. I just want to get to 11. That's what Carlin did. Get to 11.
All right. It is. It just premiered July 1st. It is so funny, you guys. Filmed in Nashville, again, called Freedom. More with our guest Jim Jeffries right after this on K-Rock.
What was that depressing song? I only heard the end of it.
Being chilled.
How many of you are slitting your wrists in your cars right now? Holy hell. I got to listen to some more modern music.
That's 21 Pilots.
Is that person popular?
Yes. Yes. One of the biggest fans in the world, Jim.
All right. Unless it's Crowded House of the Beatles, I'm not up to date.
Jim Jeffries is here. His new special is on Netflix. It is called Freedom, and you can see Jim in concert this weekend, if you're going to be in Kansas City or Omaha or Des Moines. Those are the hot spots in America.
The career's really taken off for me.
Right?
I go anti-gun, and then they send me to Omaha and Kansas.
Oh, no.
Right? Tell us about the whole anti-gun thing, because you seem to have a lot of critics.
It's gotten a little bit out of hand.
Really?
Like, in the sense that now people are coming to me for information. And I was just, you know, look, it's just, I just did a routine. But I did another bit on Conan just the other day about guns, and I missed it. I go, oh, you can open carry a machine gun in Target in Texas, where I meant to say assault rifle, and now people are abusing me like, you know nothing about guns.
Yeah. But Jim, is this a cause that's near and dear to your heart, or is it just something you put in the last special because you thought it would be funny?
I like politics. I like to have opinions on the world, but I'm not as passionate about it as the people who hate me talking about it.
I was shocked how much mail you get on this subject.
Oh yeah, like shocked. Like stupid amount. Well, it's not really mail anymore. It's because it's all just on the computer. It's all
right.
Just comments.
But it's hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people, and now it's people who've written articles debunking me. I always get a lot of from the gun people. If you ever get an email, if you ever get sent a link to an article from some webpage called something like The Truth, don't trust that one. That seems to have some fairly fudged statistics in The Truth. You know, and people are always very passionate about, like, oh, if Australia's so good, they go, in Australia, that violent crime has gone up since the gun ban has gone down and all this sort of stuff. But it's only gone up proportionally to the same amount that the population has increased since 1996. So it hasn't actually gone up at all. But also the people who go, oh, since they took the guns away from the Australians, what they don't realise is before the gun ban in Australia, we didn't really have them anyway. You know, so in America right now, you've got Black Lives Matter, and I'm not going to get into this debate about blue lives and black lives and all that sort of stuff. But all I know is you can say, oh, the cops are killing because they're racist or whatever. It all comes back to gun control. It all comes back to that. Because every single story starts like this. I saw the man reach for a... Right. And then if you don't have guns in your society, that's taken out of the equation. Then all of a sudden, because the cops are twitchy, the other people are twitchy, everyone's twitchy right there. In Australia, 2 weeks ago, a guy tried to blow up, a terrorist with a bomb, tried to blow up a police station. He's still alive.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
He's alive. They went up to him and tasered him and went, stop being an idiot.
So they do it differently down there.
Put it down, you moron. What are you up to?
You strike me as the kind of person who loves to poke a hornet's nest, though.
Oh, well, right now, there's a car veering off the street somewhere where it's like, oh, bloody terror. And now the guy's angry Australian. I don't know why.
Jim, I love the guy, and I think this was on Twitter the other day, who was blasting you for having an opinion because you were Australian.
You
remember that?
That was probably Piers Morgan.
I hate
Piers Morgan. I hate Piers Morgan with a passion. And every now and again, he's more baitable than Trump.
Is that right?
Oh, you can poke that bastard, and he'll snap at you. Let's send him a tweet right now. He'll reply back. He's such a child. Yeah, you know why he doesn't like me? He doesn't like me because he used to be the foreign anti-gun guy. Right, and then I came along, and people started forwarding the clips to him, and then he was never nice to me. And he called me a petulant turd.
Because you took over his thunder?
At least I've still got a job in America, Piers. Right? And the thing was, he was always like, oh, the guns, the guns, the guns, the guns, oh, the guns, how stupid is America, how stupid is America? And then he does The Apprentice, and he's like, oh, Mr. Trump. This is the same guy that wants to put guns back in the school, and he just drops all of his moral conviction because, Mr. Trump, you spineless little weasel, Piers. you bloody nobody, right? You're an editor from a newspaper. We all knew he was a scumbag in Britain, and then we sold him to you people, and you people were like, oh, he's got an accent. Piers, tell us more. He's a low-level piece of poo.
I think we have new dinner guests we need to invite to the same party.
Anyway, so I start tweeting Piers. I go, are you still, supporting Trump, are you? You're still supporting Trump. And then he goes, even though I don't agree with his political views, he has still been a good friend for many, many years. And I go, oh, I'm sure Hitler was a good guy to have a beer with if you didn't bring politics up. if you just sat with Hitler and you didn't chat about politics, you just talked about the new Volkswagen Golf, right? I'm sure he was an excellent chat. And then he's like, well, come on, Jim. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. Are you really compared? Like, this is just Donald Trump. He hasn't killed 6 million Jews. And I'm like, not yet. We haven't voted him in. Give him a chance. This is what's going to happen with Trump. He's going to get rid of all the illegal immigrants, and we're going to have no fruit in the store. We're going to go to the supermarket. There's going to be no fruit. And we're going to go, why is this toilet disgusting? We have no fruit anywhere.
Can't say that.
Anyway, so, and then 4 years later, his whole campaign's going to be, we're bringing the illegals back.
You can have fruit again.
We're bringing them back. Let's make America clean again.
Is it part of your DNA as a comedian to hope for the worst case scenario because it provides you more content?
Yes, having Trump in power would be better for me as a comedian. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to get that to happen after I get my citizenship.
Ah,
you know, okay. I'm only a year away, so I feel like it's a bit of a tense situation.
Plus, you're trying to raise a son in this country too.
Well, but with the I'm a high earner now. I'm one of the people that would get the tax breaks.
How long does it take?
I would be so much richer if Trump was in power. This is how good I am to the working class. All they want is just me not to abort babies and to keep their guns. I'm willing to give up like $500,000 a year in taxes just because I don't want this guy in power. But if he does get into power, I'm taking the tax breaks.
You're going to be so rich.
I'm going to take the tax breaks. I'm going to drive around. Two new Ferraris a year for me. Two new Ferraris. I think I'll do that. I'll just get two new Ferraris every year, and I'll drive around like, oh, thanks, Trump. Like all these people. You know what the weird thing is about like, thanks, Obama. Can you actually say that and mean it? Like, when he leaves the White House, I liked Obama. I want to send a tweet out like, thanks, Obama, but I can't do it.
No, that'll be considered snarky.
Yeah, everyone's snarky.
Yeah.
How do you say thank you to Obama in a nice way? I appreciate that, Obama. You have to have a different phrasing.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think you'd have to drop it. Well, we're only a couple of months away from finding out the answer to who that next president is going to be, Jim. Are you sad you can't vote?
3 months. Well, I get to tell people my opinions every day, so that's fun. Right. I have my
emails forever.
My girlfriend can vote.
Okay,
you know, so she comes from a long line of Republican types, and I've swayed her over from the dark side.
Okay.
So I've got a vote there. Plus, I'm in California, where your vote doesn't particularly matter, right? Because I don't know, that's a stupid thing to say. So please go out there and vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in all honesty, you don't have to.
You put a lot of passion into that plug, Jim.
The Democrats are going to. See, I just even got rid of 100 votes right there for people who are like, oh, you got to vote on the little causes. That's what you're like, proposition, whatever. I don't know any of those ones.
Are the ones that you have more power over.
I watch those ads when they're like, oh, they want to give war veterans a kick in the nuts. Is that what you want? And you're like, I don't want that. Right? And then like they phrase it a different way, like, oh, war veterans want to learn martial arts as therapy, and you're like, oh, it's not a kick to the nuts. It's a different thing. I want them to have their free martial arts lessons. Of course, I want that. I can be swayed so easily on that
it's
one.
It's so confusing, Jim.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
Okay, sorry.
Hold
Hold on. I'm so sorry. Freedom is the new special on Netflix. By the way, I checked out your calendar. You are coming to Southern California on Friday, September 16th. Jim Jeffries is going to be at the Ace Hotel. Tickets are available right now at jimjeffries.com. So you should buy those, and you should go see the man on his unusual punishment tour.
Yeah, there's a theater there, not just a hotel. It's not just
That's correct. Yes, there's a very nice venue there to see some comedy. We'll be right back. Our friend Jim Jeffries back in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. His latest special is on Netflix. It is called Freedom. Here's the first words in the special when Jim gets out on stage. This is the kind of show you get when you watch Freedom.
Bill Cosby. Now, I don't know if you get all the news here in Nashville, but I may say something that's very upsetting to many of you. It turns out that Bill Cosby is a rapist. I know. I always used to watch him on the telly as a kid, and I always used to think to myself, I bet he doesn't rape. But I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again, because it turns out that his favorite thing is rape.
Any comment from Mr. Cosby yet, Jim?
No. He didn't respond to Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, true.
He's got a lot of people to get through before he gets to me.
Right.
Also, he hasn't commented to the women who have accused him. So, he's got a lot of talking points.
Now, you know when you start into that chunk, which gets even less socially acceptable.
It gets dark, yeah.
Yeah, it gets dark quick. You know that you're taking people a place where they don't want to go.
Exactly.
Is that part of the thrill of it?
I tell you what's funny. Netflix, who are just the best to work with because they like the special's 80-something minutes long. They don't tell you. And then they sent an email. And they went, hey, you're like, we feel that like the special really gets into gear at about the 12-minute mark. Maybe you should start there. But they never said Cosby in the email like that. And then I looked at the special at the 12-minute mark, and I'm like, oh, no, I like the first 12 minutes.
I like the rape chunk.
And they're like, oh, all right, if you're comfortable, we are,
Really? So it was just like a little suggestion, but
because they don't screw with your work, but they just made a suggestion. And then when I said, no, I'm all right with it, they went, okay, good. We're good as well.
Speaking of TV, Jim, one of the great tragedies of my lifetime, and I'm not exaggerating, is the Legit was canceled.
Every day I get upset about it.
I get upset about it, and it's not even my show.
People write to me every day, and they go, I just watched Legit. Why was this show canceled? And I always write back, because you just watched it.
That's why.
Like, I appreciate it, enjoy. But yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, I got episodes of that in my head every day. Like, and every time I write something else, I'm like, oh man, I could just be writing for Steve and Billy. Like, that's all I want to write for. I just want to write for a guy with muscular dystrophy and a bald guy who's angry.
You keep in touch with DJ Qualls?
Me, DJ, and Dan Bacadol became like strangely close. Like, yeah, the three of us. Yeah, we keep in touch. Yeah,
good. I'm happy to hear.
Like,
that.
Like, we text at least weekly to each other.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm thinking at the Ace, because Dan and DJ, they always come and see me whenever I'm in town performing. I'm thinking of renting a wheelchair and just having DJ Qualls bring me out drinks every now and again on his tray. And not mentioning it, like every time a beer runs out, like DJ would just roll out.
He would do that in a second, wouldn't he?
He would throw it out.
Of course he would.
Yeah, that guy, man, he got so good.
He's the best.
He got so good at acting just with his head. But it was amazing, like, it was meant to be a guy with muscular dystrophy. All of his muscles had wasted away, but he had very agile neck muscles for some reason. Like, he'd do double takes and stuff.
It was a great show. Now, is the pressure on you now to come up with something that you think is just as funny, but something that is more likely to get made and stay on the air?
Yeah, there's a little bit of both. I don't know if I can make anything that has as much heart as Legit had in it, because, I won't have a Rodney character in. I can't just keep doing that all the time. But I'm developing a show about me being a stripper. Me being a stripper from the Thunder from Down Under or something like that.
Okay.
I actually went along to research the Thunder from Down Under. Me and the guy I wrote my shows with, we went, let's go have a weekend in Vegas. And we went and hung out with the Thunder from Down Under. Turns out they are Australian. They are having sex with every woman in the room.
Is that right?
And that women are horrible people.
Really?
I have... I had no. I always used to joke about it. I used to joke like, yeah, they're bad people. Like, men are way worse. No, no, no. When men go to strip clubs, at least we're just respectful. We're not just grabbing at you, right? These women, they all ironically go with their, like, oh, we'll go see the thing. They're on bachelorette parties. Right. Oh, we should do it. It's going to be silly.
I don't want to, and but then, I'll go along.
And then they're ironically grabbing at genitals, and then they're ironically having sex in the back room.
That happens? And that also, happens a lot?
Also, it makes me trust women so much less because these people are there with their mother-in-laws. And their sister-in-laws and stuff like that on their bachelor parties, and everyone's like, yeah, no, we get it. Everyone's
just, unbelievable.
And the men don't really dance. They just sort of walk around. But, like, the Thunder from Down Under is very good because it's all slightly Australian-themed. And so everything's – I used to do this joke ages ago about how men always have to be dressed like firemen or policemen or whatever when they're stripping because even when they're naked – men have to look like they have a job. Right? Right. When women strip, we want their job to be stripper. We want them to go, oh, you can't make money in a normal way. And you're trying to take care of a child at home. That's depressing. You know, it's horrible. But anyway, so they was just, they've got this section in the a Thunder from Down Under in Vegas, which is 50 Shades of G'day.
Stop.
50 Shades of G'day. Where they all come out in business suits and they're like, Mr. Grey wants to see you. It's time for 50 Shades of G'day. And the women lose their minds.
This show has to be made, Jim.
At one stage as well, like I'm sitting up the back with her, I'm just in a booth, and then and then the guy who's hosting the show goes, look, we have someone famous in the room. All the boys are really excited. Jim Jefferies is here, right? And then the spotlight turns on me. And I sort of stood up and waved. like in a room full of women who don't want men looking at them doing this. And then a guy who's arguably, I'm in the top 10 misogynists in the country.
I would say.
If you had to, like, rank us. I'm not Trump. I'm not Premier League. But I'm in there, right?
You're in the conversation.
Yeah, and then they just turned and saw me and just the disappointment, like, this guy's good. What they wanted was, like, Paris Hilton on a bachelorette party is the celebrity they wanted in the room.
Sure. That's awesome.
But it's very, they're very entertaining, the male strippers. I like that. They had a caveman theme. Yes. They all came dressed like Tarzan and they swung out. And then this is the thing, so I've been researching it. It seems like...
Seems like you've been researching this a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so...
Are you
so
sure
if you go
a
on,
show?
Like, the other show, the other strip shows in Vegas is they've got this one called Hunk Mania, and that's performed at the Hunk Mansion.
Okay.
There's another knockoff Australian one, which is like the Down Under Boys or something like that. right. And it feels like, okay, you're a lady, right?
Thank you for noticing.
I was checking. now, you, does the Australian thing add to it?
Yes.
Why?
Absolutely. Chopper is one of my favorite movies. So if they had like a Mark Chopper Reed stripper, I'd be into it.
Eric Banner.
Yeah.
You seen that? Eric Banner.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Ever.
Oh, my God. It's a good movie. It was Eric Banner's first role. He did a little part in an Australian comedy, and then he got this part because he's an impersonator. He used to be a stand-up comedian,
yeah,
Eric Banner.
Wow.
Yeah, and he does his character, which is a true bloke who was a guy who just murdered a few people and went in and out of prison and then became a successful crime-writing guy. And he was put in a cell where he had a mark on his name. And so he goes, I'll be out of this cell by the end of the afternoon to the governor. So he chopped his ears off and just started bleeding so he could go into the hospital, and they moved him to a different ward. Anyways, it's good.
But it's really
it sounds
funny,
great.
It's really
it sounds
funny.
Very funny.
But it's a really funny movie. It's really
we're talking
funny.
About strippers. What happened, Ellie?
That took a turn. He said, stripper.
He said, why are women interested in Australia?
I'll show you a photo. There's something about Australia. It's the voice, too. I've got to show you a photo in between. But at the end of the show, what happens is the boys all sit on stage just in their jeans, right? And then all the women come individually, and they get a photo with all the Thunder Boys. They don't have to pay for this because there's another guy who's like leading them off into different rooms, like the hot girls and the ugly show. Right? And you don't want to be led off into the wrong room, right? And groups are split up, right? But anyway, so I was chatting to the guys afterwards, and then I just I got to stand in the back with them. And so I went shirtless and was in all the photos with all of them.
Oh, no.
And not one person noticed or said anything like, what's with that guy?
Why'd you bring your dad?
He doesn't look the same.
I'll show you guys in a break, but it's...
Okay.
Please tell me
you're just pasty compared to how tan they are.
I'm the palest man in the world. I'm definitely the palest Australian. And they're all Australian, except you got like one guy... who's from New Zealand. And they're like, oh, yeah, but people might find out. We're trying to keep it secret. I thought they'd all be gay. I thought they'd all be gay guys. Like, I thought they'd all be like, oh, we work out all day, we have sex with each other, and then we entertain women. But no, they're all just blokes.
I think there's a show there, Jim. I think you're onto something, my friend. Well, listen, we got to go. Right. I hate to say that. I hate to be the bad man who puts an end to the fun.
You're a bad man.
We are out of time, Jim. I apologize.
Is the whole show over? Is this the end of the whole show?
No. We still have another hour, but we're letting you go to your proctologist.
I got to go to the proctologist.
Right. The show is called Freedom, you guys, and it is great. It's Jim's latest special. It's available on Netflix, and you should definitely watch it. I promise you will love it. And you can see Jim at the Ace Hotel, the Unusual Punishment Tour, coming to Southern California on Friday, September 16th. Tickets on sale right now through jimjeffries.com. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for coming in. We're going to tell you how to win tickets to see Radiohead at the Shrine in 5 minutes. So stick around. First, Ali's got the showbiz beat here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean show. And for Ralph Graham, what's up?
Can we have Jim back?
Remember the Jim times?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, he's funny.
I think he's one of the top three funniest people in the world, for sure.
I think so, too. I'm glad Jim didn't have to hear that Kaleo song we just played. That would have been too depressing for him.
Absolutely. Speaking of depressing, you guys, I don't get sad about celebrity breakups.
Okay.
I am sad about this. And I think it's going to make Bean very happy.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Another Hollywood couple has decided to call it quits this summer. E! News can exclusively confirm that Josh Groban and Kat Dennings have split after almost 2 years of dating.
This might surprise you to know that I am also sad. I am over here in the sad boat with you, Allie. I love them together.
Okay, good.
They're a great couple.
You would love Kat Dennings so much and you would think you had a chance.
I do, but
well,
I want her to be happy.
Yeah, okay.
I want her to be happy, and I think Josh seems like a terrific guy.
He seems so funny and likable, and she is too, and I love them together. But apparently,
Am I the only one that doesn't have any feelings about celebrity couples?
A little
couples?
Bit. Okay. I rarely do, but this one
you did. Okay.
This one hurts.
Kevin, you know how it is where there are some celebrities that you just go, that is a great fit. On paper, to me, that makes sense. And then there are other couples that you go, I don't see what those people
see. I just don't have any emotional tie to whether they're together or not.
Well.
Am I bad?
Do we know what broke them up? Was somebody a bad boy or girl?
No, the quote says they are still friends and care about each other, but it's not the right time for them now as a couple.
I don't like it. Josh has been spending a lot of time in New York with that Broadway show, though. Maybe it's just distance. She's in L.A., he's in New York.
Am I crazy that my first thought was, could he be getting the job with Kelly Ripa, keeping them apart? Dun, dun, dun. Who's with me?
I don't care about any of these words.
I don't really either. However, it's also a sad day for Rob Lowe, Jeff Gordon, and Mario Lopez. Insiders tell the New York Post that they will not be replacing Michael Strahan on Live with Kelly. Sources say that the gentleman ticked off executives at ABC by bragging about the opportunity, and the suits want someone loyal will be in the seat for quite some time. Who is Rob Lowe bragging about filling in on Live with Kelly?
Yeah, that's weird.
That sounds weird, right? Well, apparently still in the running, Fred Savage and Anderson Cooper. But they're not planning to announce a replacement until November sweeps. So sit tight. Could it be Josh Groban?
I think Anderson Cooper is the best available.
For sure.
But I can't imagine he'd leave CNN to do this.
Yeah, I think he's fine on his own. He doesn't need a partner. Anderson Cooper's great by himself.
No, he is.
Absolutely.
He'd be a great co-host for that show. But then again, I was saying, why leave CNN? If he took this job, he would probably make more money and work a tenth as much. So
right.
Maybe that's why you'd do it.
And he could still do specials for CNN. Get that written into a contract.
Right.
Listen to me figuring out Anderson Cooper's life. All right, you guys, if you love the Spice Girls, you can check out at least three of them. They're going to be reuniting next summer in London's Hyde Park. The UK's Daily Mail says Scary Spice, Ginger Spice, and Baby Spice will reportedly take home $14 million each for the one-off two-hour concert. In case you missed that, that's $14 million each.
But they have to work for 2 hours.
2 hours, that's true.
So right. Plus commuting time to and from.
Yeah. Plus hair and makeup. That
right.
takes some
and then
time.
Taxes.
Taxes, sure.
So that could end up being a four-hour day.
It could be, yeah. That's good. Brought it all right into perspective there.
$14
million each. That's not split up between the three. Each. $14 million. I think I've made that very clear.
That's pretty sweet.
I'm going to stop saying that. They're going to go under the name Gem, since without Victoria and Sporty Spice, they can't really be called the Spice Girls.
And so, you know where that name comes from, Allie.
Gem?
Yeah.
Is it truly outrageous? Or from their names?
Outrageous. It Gem. Comes from their names, the yeah. first names of the girls involved. Ginger, Emma, and Melanie.
That's cute.
Okay. I'm sad that you knew that.
Me too. All these stars were born today, August the 1st. Chuck D is 56, Jason Momoa is 37, and rapper Coolio is 53 years old today.
Dr. Zulu!
Wow. One more time.
Dr. Zulu!
What happens at the end there?
I don't know.
It's just his guy is equally excited about Shaka Zulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the Coolio thing that he says.
Sure.
Of course.
Of course it is. I'm Allie McKay and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
All right, you guys ready? Radiohead
yes.
tickets?
Yes.
Yep.
At the Shrine, August 4th or 8th. I think we choose, by the way. But if you want to see Radiohead, these tickets are impossible to buy, but you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for Radiohead fans. You'll have to earn them. We'll play a game next on K-Rock. Thursday and Monday coming up, Radiohead is going to be playing the Shrine Auditorium. I don't remember the last time they played in Southern California, but it seems to me like it's been a pretty long time.
It's been a while, yeah.
And they are doing I watched some of them from Lollapalooza over the weekend, by the way. They sound great right now. It's going to be so much fun. Tickets for both shows are sold out, but you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we like to call, and we're not proud of it, Stringy-O-Head.
And now, Kevin and Bean present Stringy-O-Head, the songs of Radiohead played by a string quartet. Identify the song, and you may win tickets to see them at the Shrine Auditorium. Pip, pip, cheerio!
Who's that lady?
She was amazing.
She's terrible.
She sounded ugly. Didn't she?
She did.
All right, so string quartet versions of Radiohead songs. It's as simple as that. We play the song as played by these classical musicians. All you have to do is tell us what Radiohead song they're playing, and you go into the drawing to win the tickets to see Radiohead at the Shrine. Everybody got that?
Yep.
All right, who's our first contestant?
Our first contestant is Clint in San Francisco.
Hey, ready for Stringy-O-Head.
All right.
That's a terrible name, isn't it, Stringy-O-Head?
One of the worst I've heard.
But you'll come down if you win, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. My girlfriend lives down there, so.
All right.
I have an excuse.
Okay. Here we go. You ready? Identify this song.
That sounds like the new one, Burn the Witch.
I'm sorry. No.
Body Snatchers.
Yeah, that was Body Snatchers. Sorry about that, but thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Who's next?
Let's go to Joseph in North Hollywood. Hey, Joseph.
Good morning, folks.
Welcome to Stringy-O-Head.
I am ready to go.
Here's your song. I'm just going to be honest with you right now. I would get none of these.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Zero.
Joseph, what say you?
They all sound like Burn the Bitch, but it is Pyramid Song.
I'm sorry, no.
It's Paranoid Android. When I am king, you will be.
All right. 0-2, but let's see who's next.
Art in La Puente, hi.
Hey, what up, though?
What up is Stringy-O-Head. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. All right, I got one.
Yep. Come on, Art.
Karma Police.
Karma Police is correct.
Yes.
Okay. Nicely done.
Hey, Kevin, instead of you telling me who's on line four, let's get the ugly British lady to do it.
Such a dick. Elliot?
Hey, Elliot.
From Thanos.
Hi, guys. Hi, Allie.
Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
Are you ready for your song?
Let's do it.
Here you go.
Thank you.
That's actually quite nice, by the way, that one.
How to disappear completely?
Oh. Sorry, that's high and dry. I think Elliot's going to disappear completely from our phone bank, though. I'll tell you that. Hang up, man.
Sweet Jesus.
What is happening right now?
What's wrong with you, Bean? Are you drunk?
I am not.
Are you on the scissor again?
Yes. Hey, you told me I had to start drinking if I was going to be on drug history.
Brad in Chino Hills. Hi.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
We are doing well. You ready?
I'm ready to go.
Here's your Radiohead song. Good luck. All right. Name that song.
Oh, my God. That was it, huh?
That was it.
I'm going to go with Pyramid Song on that one.
Sorry, that was Fake Plastic Tree. Fake Plastic Girl. It's good to hear some of these songs again, by the way.
Agreed.
And they're playing them, too, on this tour, aren't
they? They're playing them, yeah.
All right, I think we got time for two more, maybe?
All right, let's go to another Brad in Sylmar. Hi there.
Hey, I'm the second Brad. How are you?
Hey, we're good. You ready?
Yeah.
The last Brad didn't get it. Good luck. Here's your song.
That
is great, yes. But I'm a creep. Nicely done.
All right, so Brad and Art are in the drawing. Let's see if we've got room for one more contestant in there.
Let's go to Jennifer in Los Angeles. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Stringy O'Head. Are you ready for your song?
I am ready.
Good luck. What song was that?
I believe that was Burn the Witch.
That was
it
Burn the
was.
Witch.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer knows what's up.
Nicely done.
Jennifer, Brad, Art, all in the drawing. One will win tickets at the Shrine for the sold-out Radiohead concert. We got them for you all this week here on the Kevin and Bean Show. But who's our first winner, Alan McKay?
The winner is Art.
Art.
Yay!
Congratulations, Art.
Suck it, Bean.
What did I do?
Suck it, Bean.
That was Stringy O'Head. Enjoy the show, you lucky bastard. Pip, pip. Cheerio. F*** you.
We found out earlier today that Dave, King of Mexico, hates photos of sunsets on his social media. Mm-hmm. And I think, Kevin, I think you're onto something, mm-hmm. which is that he probably just hasn't seen enough of them.
Right, that's my thing, is maybe if he sees more, he'll learn to appreciate the beauty in them.
Like, if he sees the right one, he'll go, oh, now I get it.
Right.
That's what I've been missing.
Right.
So if you are tweeting or you are Instagramming, be sure to include Dave in all of your sunset photos from now till the time you die at KROQKOM. That stands for King of Mexico, KROQKOM. I think he would enjoy it very much. So do that favor for us, if you would, please. All right. It is Monday morning. Ralph is out. Allie's in for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, a young man from the show Teen Wolf caused quite a stir this weekend. His name is Tyler Posey, and he decided to Snapchat a video where he says, "This is me. I am this, and this is me. I've never felt more alive." And then he turns the camera on himself, and he yells, "I'm gay." So people were obviously, whoa, he just came out in the Snapchat. That's huge. Oh, my God. Incredible. Wow. And a lot of other people thought, no, he's full of it. He's just saying, "I'm gay."
Saying that?
Well, yeah, he's not gay. He didn't, well, he might be, but I'm saying he didn't really come out. He later addressed his comments on social media in a series of tweets explaining that by exclaiming "I'm gay," he was just supporting the LGBT community. And he also made it clear that he's actually heterosexual, but regrets offending anybody who has struggled to come out.
That's a confusing way to show support.
What are you doing,
that
Tyler?
Is weird.
Sounds like a made-up apology. That's not really what happened.
What do
in
you
other
think
words,
happened?
He created the story about how he was intending to show solidarity with his homosexual brothers and sisters to cover up his bad judgment in joking around by saying he was gay, is what it sounds like to me.
Huh.
It's just bad.
That
what
is
are
weird.
You doing, kid? Yeah, and by kid, I think he's in his 20s. Let's be honest. You're smarter than that. Not good at all. Hey, Billy Eichner, we love him, Billy on the Street. They have revealed the celebrity guest for season 5 of Billy on the Street.
These nuts?
No. I would like to see that, though.
Ariana Grande?
Nope. She would be great. That's it?
Any other guesses?
Two? Come on.
My name is Ipad Ban Notsak.
No, again.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Well, she has passed. She will not be on.
I'm Henry Winkler.
Oh, he'd be great, too. He's lovable.
Charlie Manson.
No, he's in jail, so he won't
Rudolph
be making...
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's a fictional.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
He, too, is dead, sadly. Rest in peace.
Ringo.
Is Ringo with us?
Yes.
So yeah, Ringo's
alive.
Ringo.
He's still with us, yeah.
No, not Ringo.
Okay.
But
John Cusack.
He would be great as well. What about...
Elizabeth Banks.
Nope.
Jennifer Bales.
Nope.
Not Jennifer Bales?
Or Jennifer Beals.
Nope. Kevin Bacon.
He'd be great.
Paul Dano.
No.
Randy Newman, of all people.
Of all people. Nope.
Right.
Brooke Newton.
Brooke Newton. No, I don't know her.
Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand is not.
He hate me.
Okay.
Here he is, Keith Richards.
That would be quite a guess.
Cool.
That would be quite
Lou
a
Reed.
Get, Rodney. Who?
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed. Again, he has passed
Robert
as well.
Robert Smith of The Cure.
I would love to see that, not Robert Smith.
Johnny Asshole.
No, not Johnny.
Fetty Wap.
No.
How many do you want, by the way? Because I feel like this could go on all day.
I'd like that.
I'm Wink Martindale.
Steve.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
All right. Is it Jason Bourne?
What are we talking about, by the way? I've forgotten. What this
Billy on the Street.
Oh, Billy,
the celebrity
be on Billy
guest for season 5. Season 5 of Billy on the Street. Aziz Ansari.
Good.
John Hamm.
Great.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Great.
John Oliver.
Great.
And Seth Rogen.
Wow, that's quite a list.
That's an amazing list.
Shannon and the Clams.
I'm sorry?
No.
Teddy and Daryl.
Actually have the full answer now.
Yeah. The names I just said, Rodney, those are the ones that
Herbert
have been.
W. Fink.
Nope.
I think that was Davy Jones.
You don't have to keep guessing because.
Those are the ones that have been confirmed.
Right.
So,
wow,
nope.
Where's Mickey Dolenz?
Right.
Well, he is not on there. He is
New
not.
New Order.
Not New Order.
Joe Perry.
Nope.
Alice Cooper.
Nope.
Johnny Depp.
He's relentless, isn't he?
He is so aggressive.
We actually have the answers now.
We have the list, Rodney.
Thank
Peter
you, though.
Peter Kalin.
Nope.
Ron Jeremy.
No.
Count Smokula.
Rodney, I just...
Please tell me Count Smokula is one of them.
I wish he was. Okay.
Let's move on.
Oh, are you ready to move on?
The guy playing all of the
I don't know what you're talking about. That was just Rodney jumping in. I can't control his.
Okay.
Mind. Why? The Dave Clark 5. The Runaways.
We already have the answer, Rodney.
The King of Rock and Roll, Elvis. Right. Elvis Presley.
Nope. Sorry.
Hey, how about the Beatles?
All right.
How about
we have it. Got it.
All right, you guys. People were up in arms for some reason when TMZ caught first daughter Malia Obama enjoying Lollapalooza last Friday in Chicago.
Why?
I don't know, Rodney. It makes no sense to me. She's on stage just to the side dancing to his music, enjoying herself like a teenager would.
Right.
And people were very upset. Why wasn't she at the Democratic National Convention on Thursday? Why wasn't she sitting there supporting who? Supporting your dad that's not running?
It's not like it was a big deal for Barack Obama.
Yeah, it was a bizarre reaction to seeing her actually being a teenager. It was bizarre to see. Something we talked about last hour, and it made me so sad. and I don't know why, because I don't know either of these people, and they have no effect on my life.
Okay, good.
But it still bums me out. E! News can exclusively confirm that Josh Groban and Kat Dennings have split after almost 2 years of dating.
Teenage lovers.
Well, they really. Have just been dating 2 years.
Just 2 years.
I think they're
homewrecker.
30. I don't think that's true. It was a mutual breakup, and the quote says they are still friends and care about each other, but it's just not the right time for them now as a couple.
I've been behind them for a long time.
Right. Me too, Rodney. I really enjoy them as a couple. They seemed really in love, right, Rodney?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Bitch.
I don't think that's
Take
true.
It easy.
I mean, Rodney.
If the news makes you sad, don't watch it.
It's a good
point. It's a good tip.
It's a good point. Remember when we had John Cena in here talking about his new show, American Grit?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It has now been renewed for a second season. And if you have someone that you think would be great on that show, like the most buff, in-shape human ever.
It's a beer mug.
Beer mug.
Beer mug, right.
You can go to findyourstrengthcasting.com and nominate someone. If that's all it takes, it's you just nominate someone and then they go to try out. I'm not going to do anything.
I like that.
Who's with me? And if you were wondering, hey, how can I have more Joey McIntyre on my TV? Well, don't worry. New Kids on the Block singer Joey McIntyre will be doing a comedy series on the Pop Network. That's formerly TV Guide Network. The Joey Mac Project will star Joey as a former boy band singer trying to transition to a career in acting.
What?
Yeah, I know. Who knows? Not sure. However, his former bandmate, Donnie Wahlberg, and his wife, Jenny McCarthy, are part of the producing team for the series.
Wow.
I know.
Everything about that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great. And I love him. Love some Joey Mac.
Is he your favorite new kid?
He was. He was always the sweet, please don't go girl, Joey. Mm-hmm. He was my favorite. Who was yours, Bean? Probably Jordan.
I don't know that I had a favorite.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know that I had a new favorite. Kid.
It was totally Jordan.
All right, might have been Jordan.
Because it wasn't Donnie. Remember. You're not a Donnie guy.
I'm
you
not
don't
a
like
Donnie
the
man.
bad boys. No one liked Danny, let's be honest. John, he was shy. Kevin, you like John,
I don't
right?
know what you're saying.
He's had it. One of these stars. Born today, August the 1st. Chuck D is 56 years old. Actor Jason Momoa is 37, and rapper Coolio.
Can't have a party without Coolio.
Yo, what's Coolio. Up? It's Coolio with the flow of the neighborhood. Get a wish, Dr. Superhero, down to go toe-to-toe with any hate. Frank and Joe, straight from the 4-0. T-H-E-V-Z, 40 Thieves in the house. Mass Circle for Life. Baylor.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Coolio. Thanks for coming by.
All right, yeah.
That man is 53 today. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the show with Pete.
Thank you. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Petros has the final review of The Bachelorette.
Aww.
As that show is ending tonight.
We're going to find out who JoJo is going to claim she's going to marry before they end up breaking up in 2 months.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
We also have former MTV VJ Dave Holmes in studio, and we have Sean Hattasy from one of our favorite programs, Animal Kingdom. He plays the very scary Pope character. And we've got your tickets for Radiohead at the Shrine. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.